This is an audio test for microphone number 2 for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Salem Red Sox. This is an audio test for microphone number 1 between the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Salem Red Sox. We welcome you to Salem Memorial Ballpark on this cool Saturday afternoon. It's 54 degrees. We had a wet start to the weekend, folks. You didn't play last night, but fortunately, the rain has gone away, and all we have are some looming clouds, but dry enough for us to return to the diamond. It's the 17-7 Myrtle Beach Pelicans versus the 11-13 Salem Red Sox. Let's get you started with the visiting batting order. Leading things off, it's the center fielder number 39, Pete Crow Armstrong, followed by third baseman number 7, James Triantos. Batting third, it's the left fielder number 40, Cole Roeder. And hitting cleanup today for the Pelicans, it's the right fielder number 12, Kevin Alcantara. Batting fifth, it's the shortstop number 56, Kevin Made. Sixth in the order, it's number 6, the catcher, Ethan Hurd. Designated hitter tonight for the Pelicans is number 13, B.J. Murray Jr. He bats seventh in the order. Meanwhile, the second baseman, number 3, Renanol Preciado, bats at the eighth spot. And then winding up the order, it is the first baseman, number 15, and Liam Spence. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Salem Red Sox, it's Gabriel Jackson out on the mound. The right-handed pitcher of the Salem Red Sox has not had the most pleasant start to 2022. It's his fifth start tonight. He has an 0-2 record with a 9.00 ERA through 11 innings pitched. He's given up 15 runs, 11 of them earned, 14 in total. He has walked 6 batters, and he has struck out 9. The Pelicans look to keep their winning ways going in the series. Back-to-back wins, they've done it at both methods. They have won 24-6 on Wednesday and 2-1 on Thursday. Game number 25 is almost underway as the delay is called by Juan Gomez, the home plate umpire, Christopher Jahnke, out at right field. Jackson kicks, and the pitch is hit down the first baseline and goes foul for strike number 1. So Pete Crow Armstrong is leading things off today in the order. Salem won the opening game of the series 8-4 on Tuesday as Jackson fires the pitch, and it's hit out to right center field. Base hit for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Pete Crow Armstrong takes a huge turn at first, but retreats to the bag, and that's how the Pelicans get started. First man up, it's a single for Pete Crow Armstrong, who has been tearing it up this series for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, and he continues to do so on this Saturday evening. Well, the Pelicans are 17-7 in the Carolina League. That is the best out of all 12 teams in the league. It's also good enough to have a 1.5 game lead over the Charleston River Dogs. This is slapped out towards right field off the bat of James Triantos, but fortunately, Eduardo Vaughn is there to make the leaping catch for out number 1. Meanwhile, the Salem Red Sox are 11-13. They have lost back-to-back games against this Pelican side. They sit 4 games back of the division to who is leading it. It's the Fredericksburg Nationals, who are 15-9. So we've seen a quick single and a quick out so far. So we see Cole Roederer come to the plate. The left-handed batter has a runner aboard with Pete Crow Armstrong at first. Jackson checks back over at first base. No attack assessed by Nico Cavadas. And so we still wait that first pitch of the at-bat. Top of the first inning, 0-0 is our score here at Carilion Clinic Field. Jackson fires the pitch well inside. Goes a little bit low towards Roederer, so he has to dodge the fastball. But the count will work 2-1-0. So Salem looking to try to move themselves up in the Carolina League North Division. They have three games over 2 days, while the Pelicans look to expand that game-and-a-half league. Roederer pops this up. It goes a mile high in the sky, but it fans back to down the first baseline and heads into the seats. That will even the count up at 1-1. So although a little bit of rain that came through Salem, Virginia today, still having a pretty good support crowd coming out to the ballpark. Fans seeing how Salem can try to snap their losing streak as Jackson checks back over at first base at Nico Cavadas. But the tag was not assessed. So 1-1 count, and keep that in mind, Jackson has done that twice in the at-bat, so he can't go back to first. He kicks the 1-1 and goes upstairs for ball number two. The weather today at first pitch, where we start around 6:32 p.m., 54 degrees and cloudy. We have not that much wind through the area, a lot less than what you expect a storm that just came through Southwest Virginia. But here's the 2-1 pitch. Roederer shows bunt. He fouls it off the barrel and rolls by the on-deck circle of the Salem Red Sox. That will even the count at 2-2 with one away. Scoreboard out in left center field does not have any numbers up here, so fans in the stadium for the time being going to have to keep track of what the count is. It's a 2-2 pitch from Jackson, and it goes just outside for ball number three. Heck, I'll see if I can remember it at times as well. 325 to our left field and right field corners. 401 out to dead center with a big American flag stands out in center. Here's the payoff pitch. Gabriel Jackson kicks, and Roederer fouls it off, a chopper down the first baseline right by the on-deck man of Kevin Alcantara. Today, the Salem Red Sox are working with their red jerseys. Solid red all throughout the uniform, except for the white baseball pants. 3-2 pitch away, Roederer drives it out towards left center field. Moving back to the warning track is Lopez, and he'll make the grab for out number two. So the Red Sox have the blue numbering and lettering on the front and the back of the uniform with their white baseball pants, their red jerseys. They got their dark blue caps on with their red letter S on the front of it. Meanwhile, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans back to their royal blues with their yellow lettering and numbering on the front and the back, except for the white nameplate that runs atop the back of their jersey. Here comes Alcantara, first pitch he sees, swings on the fastball, and misses for strike number one. They have the gray baseball pants to their caps. It's like the Carolina blue with the yellow beak of the Myrtle Beach Pelican. So the 0-1 pitch, as Alcantara will pop this up, may be playable, but it does not, as it goes back to the similar area of the last foul ball down the first baseline, ricochets all the way to the front row, and that's the best foul ball you can get, one that isn't going your way and then hops right into your lap. Some fortunate fans on the first row right down the first baseline have that. Here comes Jackson's 0-2 pitch, and it goes upstairs for ball number one. The count goes 1-2 with two away, still 0-0 between the Pelicans and the Red Sox. We're just underway at Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the first inning. Jackson takes a long look into the zone. The pitch is away, and it's driven foul down the first baseline into the seats. Section 311 is where the baseball will end up. Pete Crow Armstrong remains at first base, has had a slight lead, hasn't really indicated any running. 1-2 pitch, and Alcantara swings and misses, goes for the 82-mile-per-hour off-speed. Gabriel Jackson has his first strikeout of the night and ends the top of the first inning. Salem's defense hold off after giving up a leadoff hit, And now we move to the bottom half of the first inning. We'll get our first look today at Peter Hodge and the Salem Red Sox offense. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning, our first look today at the Salem Red Sox offense. Leading things off is going to be the shortstop at number 9, Edison Paulino, followed by the second baseman, number 19, Brianer Bonazzi. And then batting third in the order, it's a left fielder, number 8, Miguel Huguetto. So they all have their first at-bats in this bottom half of the first inning. Porter Hodge is the man who will be pitching to get things going, and he does so with a fastball on the outside bottom corner for strike number 1. Hodge kicks and delivers the 0-1. Paulino hits a hot shot grounder down the right side, and it gets through the infield for a leadoff single. So both teams having their leadoff batters get on base with a successful hit down the right field line. This time, Edison Paulino comes up to the plate. And after struggling the last night or two for the Red Sox, he was a 239 hitter coming into today's game. And Paulino has the first hit for the Salem Red Sox on this Saturday evening. That moves us on into Brianer Bonazzi, another left-handed hitter for the Salem Red Sox. First pitch he sees, he checks on it and smartly does so as the pitch was low and inside for ball number 1. Rest of the order hitting cleanup today, first baseman number 12, Nico Cavadas, designated hitter number 24, Blaze Jordan, followed by center fielder number 15, Eduardo Lopez. Bonazzi, it's a hot shot grounder to the second baseman. It's a 4-6-3 double play for the Pelicans. Preciado got it to Made, who made the throw over to Spence in time to clear the base paths, and a little bit of momentum that the Red Sox had to start this bottom half of the first inning. It goes to 2 outs with the base paths clear as Miguel Huguetto walks up to the plate. The Pelicans have had some wonderful defense so far in the series as Hodge delivers the pitch low. And now it looks as if a little communication between Juan Gomez and Christopher Jahnke. Don't know if it was maybe a little bit due with the timing. But the count now is 1-0. So I don't know if that pitch counted or not, but apparently the count will stay where it was exactly going to be. The 1-0 pitch low into the zone for strike number 1 with the fastball by Hodge. And Porter Hodge will be a challenge today for the Salem Red Sox. He is coming off of the Cubs Minor League Player of the Month as Hodge delivers a fastball low and inside for ball number 2. That is out of all the minor league system, folks, from AAA to single A. Hodge had an incredible April month. As Hodge delivers the 2-1, that one goes low and outside. A hitter's pitch coming up for Miguel Huguetto. Through the month of April, he had 4 starts, went 2-0, a 1.56 ERA in the 17 and thirds innings that he pitched. 3-1 pitch, this spikes right in front of home plate, and it's a 5-pitch walk for Miguel Huguetto. And the Red Sox get a runner on first base with 2 outs in the bottom of the first. Still sitting at a 0-0 score line here at Salem Memorial Ballpark between the Red Sox and the Pelicans. And now Nico Cavadas, who hits .250 on the year, will step up to the plate. But to even add on more to that stat line, I was reading about Porter Hodge, only gave up 10 hits, 3 earned runs, only allowed 6 walks and recorded 21 strikeouts. As Hodge starts the at-bat to Cavadas with the pitch in the zone for strike number one. Hodge can pretty much do it all. His repertoire is very deep as Cavadas holds on the swing by Gomez's standards, and Christopher Jenkins says that he didn't go through on the appeal down to the base path umpire. So the count goes to 1-1 for Nico Cavadas. And so Hodge will try to get out of this inning, and he might have done so, but it lands in front of Pete Crow Armstrong. Cavadas hit it out to center field, and Miguel Huguetto will round third and touch home. Cavadas has a stand-up triple after Pete Crow Armstrong couldn't locate where he was. The baseball was falling down fast in front of the Pelican center fielder. He tried to move to his right side, but in doing so, he tumbled, and the baseball landed 3 feet in front of his face. A little loss in the action there as Cavadas just drilled it out towards deep center. 99 times out of 100, Pete Crow Armstrong makes that catch, but this time he didn't. It's a base hit for Nico Cavadas. It's a triple and an RBI. And now Blaze Jordan swings and misses on the first pitch for strike number one. So an odd way for this game to get going. You know, Salem got their lead runner on, but then went to a 4-6-3 double play, and then a run was driven in with two outs with Cavadas hitting out to center. Good take by Blaze Jordan not to go after the 0-1 pitch as it was low and away to even the count at 1-1. Even count to Jordan, and he watches it go down the middle for strike number two. So bottom of the first inning, Salem strikes first again. They lead 1-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 1-2 pitch to Jordan, and it goes low and away for ball number two. So Cavadas worked all the way over to third base, and even when the baseball landed out in center field, we were wondering how far Cavadas was going to go because it took a little while for Crow Armstrong to get the baseball. Jordan swings at the high heater, pops it up behind the plate just to our right as it lands in the concourse. So Jordan's at-bat will continue. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 away. The Red Sox striking first once again, the third time they have gotten the first run in the game this series. 2-2 pitch, swung on and miss from Blaze Jordan as he actually foul tips it into the glove of Ethan Hurd for the strikeout for Porter Hodge and the third out of the inning. But through one, Salem strikes first. Nico Cavadas' triple brings home Miguel Huguetto to get the Salem offense rolling through one. It's Salem 1, Myrtle Beach 0. We move on to the second here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the second inning of play between the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Salem Red Sox, and we sit at a score of the Red Sox 1 and the Pelicans 0. Kevin Mahde will lead things off for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Gabriel Jackson out for another inning of work. First pitch is low of the zone for ball number one. So let's take this time to look at the defensive alignment of the Salem Red Sox. Starting with the outfield after this 1-0 pitch that Mahde will swing on and foul. It got a piece of Roberto Mexicano from behind the plates, and the count will go to 1-1. That one had to hurt for Mexicano. as he stands up and makes a little circle behind the plate. Juan Gomez giving the catcher some time. So Miguel Ugueto, who's the game's first run, is out of left field. Eduardo Lopez at center and Eduardo Vaughn at right field. Jackson looks in, the 1-1 pitch, the kick and the delivery inside for ball number two. Working around the infield, Tyler Miller is at third base tonight, Edison Paulino at shortstop, Brian Bonazzi at second, and Nico Gavades at first. Jackson fires a 2-1 pitch into the zone for strike number two. He went with the 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Well, Kevin Mahde had a two-run blast on Thursday night, which gave Myrtle Beach the win, but it's not a strong start to his night as he swings and misses for strike number three. Back-to-back punch-outs for Gabriel Jackson, and the first batter of the inning is retired for the Pelicans. Our starting battery tonight, Gabriel Jackson on the mound, an inning and a third work done so far. Only one Pelican hit, two strikeouts, and no walks. And Gilberto Mexicano from behind the plate. First pitch from Jackson onto the batter of Ethan Hearn is low for ball number one. 1-0 is our score in this top of the second inning as it's a ground ball over to Bonazzi's side. He scoops it up, priors it across his body to Gavadas in time for the second out of the inning. Great defensive play. Always a tough situation, especially when you look at the elements that have been provided earlier on to the game. We look at the field. The tarp was on since Friday afternoon, I believe, as rain was in the forecast last night. We weren't able to play. We move it to a doubleheader tomorrow on Sunday as B.J. Murray Jr. comes to the plate. Tonight's designated hitter. First pitch goes low and inside for ball number one. But the grounds crew, when I got to the ballpark today, were pulling off the tarp, and they went to work all 90 minutes before the game got started, constantly trying to make this field ready to be played as Murray Jr. held back his swing on the 0-1 count. But it wasn't enough for it to not get the strike call as the pitch was into the zone. I want to say it's a 1-2 count, and the pitch goes low and inside for ball number two. So an even count with two away. Jackson takes a deep breath on the mound, takes a long look into the zone. He kicks and fires, and it's a hot shot to Paulino, and it gets underneath his glove out to left field. It's a two-out hit for B.J. Murray Jr., and the designated hitter comes through to continue the top half of the second inning. So the designated hitter doing exactly what his title calls for, and similar to what Salem did, they got a runner on with two outs in their half inning. They came around with a run, so Pelicans looking at that they want to get something going as well. It'll be Renegold Preciado that steps to the plate. Jackson's first pitch well inside. Mexicano getting a nice glove on the fastball in and stopping it from getting to the backstop. It's a 1-0 count. Preciado's had a wonderful couple of days in Salem, batting at a 186 though on the season. Here comes the kick from Jackson. The pitch is upstairs for ball number two. Slight breeze at the ballpark, just a little bit out towards right field, but both of these lineups have some excellent left-handed batters. So you never know if something could get pulled to the outfield today. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Preciado, and it's into the zone for strike number one, just grabbing that outside edge. 1-0 Salem in the top of the second inning. Two away in this half inning. Jackson and the Red Sox have one base runner to worry about, and B.J. Murray Jr. at first base. Preciado pops it up down the third base line, and it fans foul out to the concourse area. The count works to one ball and two strikes. Apologies, two balls and two strikes. It went to a 2-0 count, and now we're back to even at 2-2. Well, Jackson, the Red Sox, trying to hold on to this lead. And a big deuces wild pitch comes from Jackson, and it goes upstairs and wide for ball number three. But mention the grounds crew. Just credit to them for making this field playable tonight. They added some dirt by the bases at first, second, and third, as well as home. 3-2 pitch, the runner goes, popped up down the third baseline and out of play over by the concourse area. Murray Jr. will have to trot back to first base. Myrtle Beach on the road this season have been 8-4, while Salem at home has dipped into a losing record category now, 5-7. After winning 4 of their first 5 games at home, as Preciado, hard chopper that goes foul right by Liam Spence in the on-deck circle. And quite the battle we have going on here between Jackson and Preciado. The 8th pitch of the at-bat coming up. Murray Jr. with a little bit of lead at first. Cavada is covering the bag. 3-2 pitches away. This is skied out towards left field. Might be playable for Ugueto, who's hustling down the line and can't make the grab. Well, Ugueto is a little pulled out towards more left center field, which for a left-handed batter, that makes more sense for the left fielder. So we had to do a little bit extra effort to go down to the line. And by the time Ugueto got there, the ball just landed in front of his feet. It's the 3rd straight foul ball. And now we'll get to see another pitch of the at-bat. Number 9 between Jackson and Preciado. Jackson takes a deep breath, fire, runner goes, and fouled into the net behind the plate. And this at-bat works in the double figures. So Jackson has now thrown 35 pitches today. 23 of them being strikes through an inning and 2/3. He has 2 punch-outs against the Pelicans batter and trying to retire the side against the number 8 man in the order. So Jackson, the 3-2 pitch, it's away. Hard hit grounder over to Bonazzi. 2 hop into his glove. Takes his time and makes the throw to first for the 3rd out of the inning. The Bonazzi to Cavadez combination gets 2 outs in this top half of the 2nd inning. And most importantly, Jackson holds on to the 1-0 lead that the Salem Red Sox have going into the bottom half of the 2nd at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Porter Hodge will come out for another inning of work. We'll see Eduardo Lopez, Tyler Miller, and Eduardo Vaughn when we come back on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the 2nd inning, the Salem Red Sox lead by the score of 1-0, thanks to a Nico Cavada's double back in the bottom of the 1st inning. So it was a double, not a triple like I originally said here on the broadcast, as Eduardo Lopez will walk up to the plate. Had a big night on Thursday against the Pelicans. First pitch he sees, 2-bounce grounder over to the shortstop Amade, who makes a throw over to first in time. Lopez with some wheels, but not quick enough to get the 6-3 out. So going back to that first inning, I mentioned that Cavada has hit a triple out to center field. It was a double, and then it was a fielding error by the right fielder of Kevin Alcantara. So that is how the game's first run comes across. It was a double for Cavadez, who was able to advance on an error and score on Ugueto. Tyler Miller steps to the plate for the first time today, watches it go down the middle, but just a little low for ball number 1. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Hodge. It's sent out down the third baseline and fans out of play into the seating area down the third baseline. Take a look at the Myrtle Beach Pelicans defensive lineman, Cole Roederer at left field, Pete Crow Armstrong at center, and Kevin Alcantara at right field. Infield pop-up, calling off his infielders. It's the shortstop of Kevin Made, who will come down with the grab for the 2nd out of the inning. And Tyler Miller pops up to the shortstop, to be retired for the first time today. Looking around the infield, James Triano is at third base, Kevin Mate at shortstop, Renadol Preciado at second, and Liam Spence at first. The battery to get things going, it's Porter Hodge, and it's Ethan Hearn behind the plates. Eduardo Vaughn steps up for the first time today, watches a pitch just go above the zone for ball number one. Vaughn on the season is a 207 batter. And here comes the 1-0. Vaughn will take it as it goes inside for ball number two. Wynn picking up a little bit out towards right field at the ballpark. And the 2-0 pitch to Vaughn. He takes it down the middle for strike number one. 12 RBIs on the season for Eduardo Vaughn. 2-1 pitch. And he takes it. It's into the zone again for strike number two. So Vaughn has watched four pitches come off the hand of Porter Hodge, and he has an even count of two balls, two strikes, and two outs in the bottom of the second. Vaughn has a fastball come well inside, 93 miles per hour out of the right hand of Porter Hodge, and went around the letters of his jersey, but able to avoid any impact. 3-2 pitch, Vaughn a rocket out to left field, and it drops for a base hit. Blooped right over the shortstop's head, Kevin Mate, and another two-out base runner aboard for the Salem Red Sox. So Vaughn starts off the day 1-of-1, and he continues his bottom half of the second inning as the catcher, Gilberto Mexicano, will make his first at-bat. Vaughn comes through with the hit, and we'll see if Mexicano has something to continue this inning. A 2-2-2 hitter, very fitting with two outs in the bottom of the second. All those numbers line up means something's going to happen, right? We'll see what it's able to do as Hodge fires the first pitch to Mexicano. Swing and a miss, and Eduardo Vaughn is calling his tracks to throw down to Spence, who tracks down the runner, and they can't make the tag. Spence fired the throw to Renegol Preciado, who was unable to make the grab. Miscommunication between the middle infielders of the Pelicans. Spence didn't know exactly who was covering the bag at second. So he went with the quicker option. That was the second baseman of Renegol Preciado. But it was actually Kevin Mate who was coming up the second base bag. So even if the throw between Spence and Preciado was made, I don't know if Eduardo Vaughn would have been tagged out. He now stands at second, and Mexicano takes a pitch low for ball number one. So the Pelicans had an opportunity to get out of the inning as Vaughn took a big lead off of first base with two outs. Would have been another tough way for the Red Sox to be retired. And the 1-1, Mexicano, two-hopper over to Preciado's left side, takes a step in the first and makes the throw in time to Liam Spence for the inning's third out. We're through two innings of play, Salem unable to add on to their lead, but they still have it. It's 1-0 as Jackson comes out for another inning of work. We move to the third at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Top of the third inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-0, Red Sox on top of the Pelicans. We'll see the number nine man in the order, Liam Spence, and then we'll jump right back to the top. Pete Crow Armstrong and James Trianos to get this third inning underway. 1-0 is their score. Both teams with two hits so far on the night. Actually, Salem with three, so scratch that number. Red Sox with the lead on that. One error committed by the Pelicans. First pitch, it's a two-hopper to Tyler Miller's glove. He scoops, makes a throw to Cavadez, one corner to the other for the first out of the inning. So first time that we see Jackson work through the order, and I would say pretty successful, only allowing two hits to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, but the man coming to the plate right now has one of them, and Pete Crow Armstrong. He also has two strikeouts, and he did it all in 37 pitches. So Pete Crow Armstrong started off this game with a single out to right field his first time up, and the pitch is up and away for ball number one. We were talking about how Porter Hodge was the Cubs pitcher of the month in the minor league system, as Crow Armstrong takes the pitch outside for ball number two. But man at the plate right now, Pete Crow Armstrong, was the Cubs player of the month. So you can pretty much say this Myrtle Beach Pelican squad may have a promising future in the Chicago organization. Crow Armstrong, big swing and a miss for the strike call. And Gomez says, 2-1 count. As Jackson takes a deep breath, nods in approval, and fires with 2 seconds on the pitch clock, and it spikes at home plate for ball number three. So a hitter's pitch as we return to the top of the order. And Jackson, 2 1/3 innings so far, fires a pitch, sent down opposite field, and just goes foul off of Pete Crow Armstrong's bat to bring the count to full. Well, Pete Crow Armstrong may be having a great month, start to the month of May as well. I mean, he's a 405 hitter here with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans as the pitch is away. 3-2 pitch, he got him looking. It was in the zone for strike number three, but may he kind of dropped it. So Pete Crow Armstrong ran down the bag at first base, but Mexicano was able to deliver the throw to Cavadez in time for the drop third strikeout. For a moment there, I thought Pete Crow Armstrong was doing those things when the batter thinks he had ball number four and starts walking down, but then full-on sprint down that first base line, unable to beat out the throw from Mexicano Cavadez. So out number two, as James Trianos watches the first pitch go low for ball number one. Weird series of events there from our vantage point. Didn't see Mexicano dropped it initially, but still able to give Jackson the strikeout. 1-0 pitch, and Trianos swings and misses for strike number one. And the fans here at Carilion Clinic Field are going to be thrilled because the scoreboard at left center field has just started to work again. 1-1 pitch on the way. Triando is a grounder right to Jackson's glove. A few steps over, underhand toss, and Cavadez can't make the grab. Talk about the rarest of rares. As Cavadez just looks at his glove, he cannot believe that he just dropped that baseball. I mean, James Trianos was out by a mile, and Jackson just tossed the ball over to Cavadez, and it simply went in and out of his glove, and Christopher Jenke said, safe. So it'll be an E3 on Nico Cavadez, and now Cole Roederer will make an at-bat appearance. First pitch from Jackson's in the zone for strike number one, and it's one of those moments that you probably feel really alone if you're Nico Cavadez, until you're able to get out of this half inning of play. So Trianos with a little lead at first. The 0-1 pitch, it's into the zone for strike number two. So, I mean, we were maybe inches? It's even smaller than inches, centimeters away from getting the inning out of for the Salem Red Sox. But, alas, we continue an 0-2 pitch on a Cole Roederer. Jackson fires away, swing and a miss for strike number three. So I think Nico Cavadez just wanted Jackson to get his fourth strikeout of the game as he apologizes to his pitcher as he sprints out of the diamond. But no harm, no foul for Nico Cavadez and the Red Sox. They continue to hold on to a 1-0 lead as we move to the bottom of the third. Top of the order coming up for the Salem Red Sox when we come back on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to the bottom of the third inning. Paulino swings at the first pitch and misses for strike number one. Porter Hodge out for another inning of work. Already through two good innings as Paulino swings and misses for strike number two, a nasty 84-mile-per-hour slider. Paulino is one of the day. He led off the bottom of the first with the single, but quickly down 0-2, and Paulino swings and misses for strike number three. A 1-2-3 strikeout for Porter Hodge. It's his second of the day. We talked about how well Jackson did through his first time down the order, but Hodge did pretty well indeed. 31 pitches thrown to the first nine batters, 18 of them being strikes through the two innings of work that he has. But his team is down 1-0 as the first pitch of the at-bat now to Bonazzi is outside for ball number one. Last time up, Bonazzi had a 4-6-3 double play that he grounded into as the 1-0 pitch misses low and inside for ball number two. So empty base paths right now in a 1-0 ball game as Bonazzi watches the 2-1 pitch miss or go into the zone for strike number two. So even count of two balls and two strikes, Hodge fires. Bonazzi hard chopper down the first baseline, just fair. Tough play for the first baseman of Liam Spence, but he gloves it and makes a little jog on down to the base and touches it with the left foot for out number two. So we've seen a wide array of games so far this week between the Pelicans and the Red Sox. Our first game of the week was an 8-4 Salem Red Sox win, which saw some great starting pitching as Hodges' first pitch on the way to Miguel Ugueto spikes in front of home plate for ball number one. Then on Wednesday night, we saw an amazing offensive performance from the Pelicans. 24 runs in a 9-inning game as the 1-0 pitch is fouled off down the first baseline off Ugueto's bat to even the count at one ball and one strike. And then on Thursday night, we saw a 2-1 Myrtle Beach win over the Salem team as a hard chopper from Ugueto, two hops over to Made, takes a step, throws over to first, and needed a bounce to get there, but it was in time to get the runner. A 1-2-3 inning from Porter Hodge, and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans were through three innings of play. The Salem Red Sox, though, they lead 1-0. We're on to the middle innings on MILB.TV. We're into the middle innings at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Salem Red Sox lead 1-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans as Kevin Alcantara will get this inning underway for the Myrtle Beach offense. It's the 4-5-6 order of the lineup. Kevin Made, Ethan Hearn batting as well as Alcantara fouls off the 1-0 pitch off his left foot. A little bit of pain for the Myrtle Beach right fielder. So let's get you all caught up in today's action. So first of all, we were supposed to start this game at 6:05 p.m. We were pushed back to 6:35 because a little bit of water on the field. 1-1 pitch. Alcantara avoids a fastball inside for ball number two. But after we were able to get the tarp off and we started drying up the field a bit, it was A-OK to go, only 30 minutes away as Alcantara swings and misses on strike number two. A full-on hack from the Myrtle Beach right fielder. And now a 2-2 pitch as Jackson takes a step and fires, and it's sent out toward right field. Eduardo Vaughn takes a few steps in and makes the grab for out number one. So then right after we got to see the field crew come out, do a little bit of work on the field, you know, add some dirt in the necessary places, around the base paths a bit as well, but also making sure the whole warning track was dry. We were good to go, only 30 minutes away. Again, credit to that grounds crew as Kevin Mate check swings on the first pitch he sees back into the netting behind the plate for strike number one. And then since then, we've had some offense, 5 hits total, 1 run going in Salem's way as Mate watches the 0-1 pitch go outside for ball number one. And quite frankly, it should still be a 0-0 ball game. It was Pete Crow Armstrong tripping up on his own feet as he's trying to make a pop-up catch as Mate watches the 1-1 pitch hit the outside side of the zone for strike number two. He fell down. The baseball fell in front of him. Miguel Huguetto was running because there was 2 outs. He was at first base when the at-bat started as Mate will take the 1-2 pitch as it goes low and away for ball number two. So he came all the way around the score. And that's the only runs we've seen so far in the contest. 2-2 pitch to the Myrtle Beach shortstop. Swung on a miss for strike number three. He went down to a knee on the swing. But Jackson has picked up his 5th strikeout of the performance. And he continues what has been his best start of 2022. We went into this game talking about how Jackson has struggled a bit on the mound. 0-2 record. He has 11 innings pitched. He's only struck out 9. He has half of that today, and he fires an off-speed 84-mile-per-hour delivery that Ethan Hearn swings and misses on for strike number one. 0-1 count, 2 away, and the pitch will go just inside. Mexicano just trying to frame it on the corner, but couldn't get the call. Even count, 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 away. 1-0 ball game. Salem leads Myrtle Beach. Even pitch away, another off-speed delivery from Jackson. This one 80 miles per hour on the breaking ball. Hearn swings and misses it for strike number two. So Jackson on the rubber, takes a long breath in. He steps and fires, swung on and miss. Another strikeout in the name of Gabriel Jackson. He has 6 on the day. And he's also through 4 innings of work, and the Salem Red Sox hold on to their 1-0 lead over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. When we come back, we're going to get to see the middle of the order. Nico Cavades, Blaze Jordan, and Eduardo Lopez batting for the Salem Red Sox as they lead 1-0 on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox lead the Pelicans by the score of 1-0 as Nico Cavades comes up to the plate. He has an RBI double, the only difference maker in today's score. as the Red Sox hold on to a one-run lead. He has been lucky at times today. In the first pitch he sees, hot shot right off the glove of Preciado at the shallow right. He hustles it out, and he's on base for the leadoff hit. They may count that as a hit. It came off of Preciado's glove for the second baseman. He was going away from his body as he was trying to make the grab, but it was just a little bit out of the reach, and Cavadas is on board for the second time today. Odd ways that Cavada's been able to get aboard. I was just talking about how lucky he was with his last hit, and this time he comes through for his second hit of the game. Jordan swings on the first pitch. It's a blooper down the right field line. If it drops fair, no. It just sailed foul of the line. It was blooping in a no-man's land in that right field corner. Preciado and Alcantara were trying to track it down, but neither of them were able to get there, but the ball did land in foul territory for Blaze Jordan. So Cavada is on at first base. He has a pair of hits today, and he could easily be 0-2 on the day, but 2-2, which is great to see for the Salem first baseman. Blaze Jordan takes a swing and a miss on pitch number two, and the count goes to 0-2. So Cavadas has half the Red Sox hits today. 4 in total. He has 2. Jordan trying to keep a hot start to the inning, and he takes the 0-2 pitch upstairs and wisely does so for ball number one. Well, Jordan had a wonderful opportunity on Thursday night's game. Bases loaded with one out. Had a chance to win it for Salem as he swings and misses on the 1-2 pitch for strike number three, and he's retired for the second time today. And Jordan just went into a 4-6-3 double play, which ended the game for the Red Sox and gave the Pelicans a 2-1 win. Back in the lineup today, hopefully as a designated hitter, he can get things going a little bit more. Speaking about getting things going, Eduardo Lopez has had an incredible series as he takes the first pitch for ball number one. Went 3-of-3 on Thursday night, 5-on-5. If you want to talk about getting on base, which he did so successfully. 1-0 pitch to Lopez, and he takes it on the outside corner for ball number two. Now, Lopez is hitting 300 so far on the season for Salem. In his first outing, he went 0-of-6, folks. So this is just impressive to see him climb back in to the numbers he's produced. 2-0 pitch, Lopez, a hot shot grounder that goes foul the first base line. Count works to 2-1. 1-0 is our score in Salem, Virginia. The Red Sox trying to pick up their second win of the series as Myrtle Beach have 2 wins of their own. 2-1 pitch swung on and missed for strike number two, and the count will now run even. Great cloud coverage over Salem, but looking at the weather, I mean, we're keeping our fingers crossed, folks, that no rain comes through for the rest of the evening. 2-2 pitch, Lopez chops it foul right by the on-deck circle of Myrtle Beach, and it will stay at 2-2. And Porter Hodge has made great work. We've talked about what he had done in the month of April, coming off back-to-back wins in his performances as Hodge throws the pitch outside and low for ball number three. So a full count with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Eduardo Lopez at the plate. Nico Cavadas at first. Hodge, a huge pitch coming up. Takes a deep breath. Pitch clock down to two, and he checks back in on Cavadas. Liam Spence makes the catch, but no tag assessed to Cavadas. So we'll stay at a 3-2 count with one away. Hodge takes a deep breath. Cavadas holds 3-2 pitch. It's skied up. It is playable for one of the players. Might be Ethan Hurd. He calls off everyone and makes the grab for out number two. Cavadas holds at first. No tag for the base runner. 2 outs in the bottom of the fourth. Great grab for Ethan Hurd. You know, on cloudy days, you got to love those if you're a defender. You look up in the sky. I mean, the baseball might be hidden in the clouds a bit, but you don't really have to worry about any of that sunlight being a factor. Right now it's around 7:30 p.m., so you would have to think that some light would have made a difference, but on a cloudy day that we're having today, none of that happening at all. Tyler Miller comes to the plate and takes the first pitch for ball number one, high and inside. Miller is 0-1 on the afternoon for the Salem Red Sox. So a 1-0 count. Hodge fires away. Miller takes it upstairs for ball number two. So Miller with a nice lead in the at-bat. And for Salem, they've gotten some leadoff batters on base successfully so far today. The one time they did, for sure, was in the first. They weren't able to score with the leadoff guy, but they were able to score in that half inning. 2-0 pitch, Miller takes it, and it goes low for ball number three. And in this inning, Porter Hodge has sort of lost that consistency of finding the pitches into the zone, as it's his first 3-0 count of the day. Hodge steps into it. Miller swings on the 3-0, and he misses for strike number one. He went for the 92-mile-per-hour fastball that went upstairs. Hitter's pitch for Miller, hitting 219 on the season. 3-1, grounder down the first baseline. Chops foul. We'll work at a 3-2 count with two away in this very next pitch. So, Cavada is on first base, a 3-2 count. We just saw this in the Eduardo Lopez at bat. The Pelicans are able to win that battle. We'll see what's able to happen here on this 3-2. Cavada is a go. Miller swings and misses. Dropped by Hearn, but he assesses the tag on Miller for out number three. Another strikeout for Porter Hodge. He moves to four punchouts on the evening, and we're through four innings of play. We still have the same score that we had in the bottom of the first. It's 1-0. Jackson, he has been lights out so far. He's coming out for another inning of work in the top of the fifth inning. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the fifth inning, we have the bottom three men in the order coming up for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. B.J. Murray Jr., Renadol Preciado, and then Liam Spence. Murray Jr. does have a hit today for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. He is one of the two guys. First pitch, he sees hot shot to Cavadas. Man, what a jump off the infield grass as it rolls out towards right field. So B.J. Murray will get on safely. I have not seen a hop like that all this season, but here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, there is a little bit of an indent in the infield grass by the corners as it comes in about a few feet here or there, and B.J. Murray's grounder hit that perfect sweet spot for it to ricochet up, come off the glove of Cavadas out into right field. Leadoff batter is aboard for the Pelicans, and now Preciado comes to the plate. Jackson's first pitch is away, and it misses low and outside for ball number one. Preciado did show bunt, but he did pull back, so no strike called from Juan Gomez. Jackson takes a long look, takes a deep breath in. Miller scoots up at third base, and the pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. Scratch that, ball number two. It's now a 2-0 count. As Murray Jr. with a slight lead at first base, 2-0s away, and Preciado fouls this into the net behind the plate for strike number one. Let's take a look around the Carolina League at some scores that are happening on this Saturday afternoon. Well, tough break for the Fredericksburg Nationals and Lynchburg Hillcats. They were planning on playing two today, but both those games have been postponed. They'll try to do a doubleheader again tomorrow as the 2-1 pitch from Jackson is low and away for ball number three. Hitter's kids coming up for Preciado. He's got B.J. Murray at first base, so an opportunity here to create some action. As the 3-1 pitches away, and Preciado swings and misses for strike number two. Now, so about two or three games throughout the Carolina League were scratched last night due to rain. Some did get started. Others weren't able to get completed. Jackson, the Red Sox, starting to get the first out of the inning. 3-2 is away. Hard shot grounder down the first baseline, but foul. So we'll stay at a full count of 3-2. I know one of the games was Kannapolis versus Down East. That game was through four. They had to scratch it at the time being and come back and play the remainder of the game today. Kannapolis pulls off the 11-0 victory as Preciado out to Bonazzi. He makes the fourth throw to Paulino, gets under the glove. Miller there for backup, but they're unable to pick up any outs on a double play opportunity. Bonazzi just staring out in right field thinking, how did I throw the ball that low to my shortstop? And Paulino was able to get his glove down quick enough, but was not able to just squeeze the baseball in his grasp. And so it just rolled underneath of him, and it went all the way out to third base. But fortunately for the Red Sox, they got Tyler Miller right there making sure the baseball didn't cause any further damage. Best offensive inning for the Pelicans so far. First two guys aboard as Spence shows the bunting sign, but the pitch goes low for ball number one. And Jackson calls up Mayakano. He wants to talk with his catcher here in the top of the fifth inning. So runners on first and second base. Murray Jr. at second. You have Preciado at first. There's nobody out. Top of the fifth inning. The Salem Red Sox lead 1-0. Looking back at some Carolina League scores. Come from behind victory for Kannapolis. They were down by two into the bottom of the eighth inning. They scored three runs and squeezed past the Down East Ducks. So good win for the Cannonballers. 1-0 count here as Jackson looks at third. Now at the plate. He steps and fires, showing bunt again to Spence, and the pitch misses low for ball number one. An appeal down to the Christopher Jenke says that the batter did not go. And you can see Luke Mons complaining a little bit in the dugout, but Jenke showing that he pulled it back. He pulled it back, manager. But the count is 2-0. Jackson fires again. This one just misses out inside for ball number three. And some fans, I don't know, oohing and ahhing at that one not being called a strike. They thought that Jackson was going to get the 2-1 count, but a 3-0 pitch coming up. Jackson, long breast, pitch away. That one's into the zone for strike number one. So three balls and one strike, a hitter's pitch. And Red Sox got a good opportunity with that ground ball, but I don't know if they're going to be able to have another one here with Liam Spence at the plate. 3-1 pitch. It goes inside for ball number four, and the bases are loaded with nobody out in the top of the fifth inning. A five-pitch walk, and it looks like Gabriel Jackson's day will come to an end. Luke Mons walking out of the dugout. He points down to the left field bullpen, where there'll be a new pitcher that comes into the game for the Salem Red Sox. Quite the performance from Jackson. He'll be responsible for all three base runners. And we'll get you the name and information of the new Salem Red Sox pitcher when we come back here on MILB.TV. The Red Sox lead 1-0, but they're in a little bit of trouble with the bases juiced in the top of the fifth inning. We're back at Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the fifth inning. Nobody out for the Pelicans, and the base is loaded. Felix Cepeda is at the mound. First pitch he fires is inside. I think it may have gotten a bit of Gilberto Mexicano. For a moment there, the catcher was a little shaken, and I think that was just simple miscommunication between the newly established battery of Felix Cepeda and Gilberto Mexicano. So let's get you updated on Cepeda. He is pretty new here to the Salem Red Sox organization. He has three innings underneath his belt with a 3.00 ERA. This is his third appearance out of the bullpen this season. He's allowed three hits, three runs, one of which has been earned, and he has walked two batters and has struck out five. Opponents hit 231 against Cepeda, and he is in a very tough situation with Pete Crow Armstrong up to the plate, a 400 batter who is one of two today with the bases loaded. 1-0 pitch, it goes low for ball number two. Good block by Mexicano. And for the Red Sox, I think you're just hoping that something hits the dirt again. Earlier on this half inning of play, Bonazzi had an opportunity to turn a 4-6-3 double play, but the throw went a little low over to second underneath Paulino's glove. 2-0 pitch from Cepeda, big swing and a miss by Pete Crow Armstrong. 94 miles per hour is what the radar has on that fastball out of Cepeda's arm. Well, it's also going to be James Trianos and Cole Roederer at this top of the order, so this will not be an easy stretch for Salem. 2-1 pitch from Cepeda. This is hammered out towards right field. Eduardo Vaughn going back to the track, and it's off the wall. All runners had to hold, so only one run scores. It's B.J. Murray Jr. coming from third. Everyone rotates counterclockwise on the base paths, and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans have tied it up one apiece in the top of the fifth inning. An RBI single for Pete Crow Armstrong. His second hit of the game. Still nobody out as James Trianos comes on down. Catching you up on more Carolina League scores. The Downey's Ducks and Kannapolis Cannonball is playing game number two of their doubleheader today. Seven-inning game as the first pitch of Trianos is fouled off the top of the barrel into the net behind the plate. The Ducks have a 2-1 lead over the Cannonballers. Downey's is a little down right now. 10-15 is their record. They're in the Carolina League North Division. Or should I say, yeah, they're in the North Division. Fifth in the standings as the 1-0 pitch. Apologies, the 0-1 pitch misses for ball number one. But they lead 2-1 over Kannapolis into the late stretch of that game. 1-1 here for Cepeda. He fires away. Swing and a miss for strike number two. So a good recovery pitch from Felix Cepeda after missing a pitch outside. And the count out goes 1-2. Myrtle Beach is a crack of the bat away from taking their first lead of the night. And they have some golden opportunities coming up with their 2-3-4 part of the order. Pete Crow Armstrong is already knotted up at one apiece. He's on at first. 1-2 pitch. Triano sends it down the first baseline, and it goes foul. We'll stay at one ball and two strikes. Meanwhile, down in Columbia, the Delmarva Shorebirds are taking on the Columbian Fireflies. Both teams really trying to look at this week as an opportunity to help bolster their season. The two worst teams in the Carolina League when it comes to run differential. Delmarva with a negative 61 and Columbia with a negative 54. It's the Shorebirds that have a 4-0 lead in the top of the sixth inning. Pitch on the way to Triano's 1-2, just misses low. The count will now run even at two balls and two strikes. 1-1 is our score at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the fifth inning, Myrtle Beach quite quiet in the first four innings of play. But they've come alive here in the top of the fifth, and they mean business, already knotting up at one apiece and have an opportunity to cause more chaos. 2-2 pitch of Trianos. He takes it low for ball number three. And the definition of a payoff pitch, folks, when the bases are loaded, the pitcher misses the zone. It walks in the leading run. Strike him out. You get the first out of the half inning. Big pitch coming here from Felix Cepeda, looking to get his first out of this appearance. 3-2, hard hit ball to Miller's side. Gloves it, makes the tag at third. Nowhere else to go with it as the leading run scores as Renegal Preciado comes across home plate. Myrtle Beach leads 2-1, but the runner going from second to third who was Liam Spence, was forced out by Tyler Miller's glove stop. Keeps the double play ball alive, and Miller didn't force anything. Might have had a chance at first base, but you don't want to make things worse. And Myrtle Beach now up top 2-1, thanks to that fielder's choice hit from James Trianos. Cole Roederer steps to the plate. Runner goes from second to third. The throw behind Tyler Miller makes a leaping grab, but the runner and Pete Crow Armstrong slides in safely underneath Miller, and now runners on the corners as the pitch missed outside for ball number one. So 1-0 count, and Myrtle Beach, they just took the lead, but they're keeping their foot on the pedal. They're staying aggressive, and they take an opportunity of a double play ball out of effect, but still a chance at second and first for force outs. Roederer takes the second pitch of the at-bat, and it just misses outside. An appeal down to Christopher Jenke behind the pitcher's mound says the batter did not go. 2-0 count. Runners on first and third for the Pelicans as they lead 2-1. Pitches away. Roederer holds on a pitch upstairs for ball number two. The scoreboard says 2-0. I believe it might be 2-1. If I was looking at Juan Gomez's indication correctly from behind the plate. 2-1 pitch, and it's in the zone for strike number two. So for a moment there, and I led you all to believe this, it was a 3-0 count to Cole Roederer, but it was a 2-1 count, and now the count works even. So significantly better on the listener's end to see that the count back got better. And now time called. And I believe the count now works a 3-2. If I'm not mistaken, or time was just called there from the batter. So lost in these days. 2-2 pitch. It's fouled down the first base line. And it will stay at two balls and two strikes. So they're going to retrieve the baseball out in right field after Cole Roederer fouled it down. Sometimes it's timeout. Sometimes they point up a three. But the count is 2-2. With one out in the top of the fifth inning. Cepeda takes a long look in, fires away. This is popped down the right field line. Might be playable for Eduardo Vaughn. Moving to the warning track, and it's out of play for the right fielder. Just into the bullpen down in right field, where the Myrtle Beach Pelicans call home this week for their pitching department. So we'll stay at two balls and two strikes. Meanwhile, some more scores to get you caught up on. It's going down to the wire between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Carolina Mudcats. 5-5 is the score in the bottom of the ninth inning. Two away, but the bases are loaded. It's going to be quite chaotic down in Five County Stadium with the Carolina Mudcats. 2-2 pitch. It spikes home. Aikano can't find the baseball. Runner comes home from third and scores. Pete Crow Armstrong came in hot. He touched home plate for the Pelicans' third run. James Trianos moves from first to second. And now it's 3-1 Myrtle Beach, as I believe Juan Gomez was hit on that pitch behind the plate, and he seems a little rattled as he's going to be visited by the athletic trainer, Jacob Laumann, first man out to talk with the home plate umpire. Although with that additional padding behind the plate, don't know exactly where it hit Juan Gomez. The count will be 3-2. It might have hit him in the groin area. I think he's pointing down by his leg, maybe up by his arm. Tough break for Juan Gomez and for the Salem Red Sox. They have lost their 1-0 lead. It's now 3-1 Myrtle Beach with only one out. The game was cruise line through the first four innings of play. And now the fans give a little applause to Juan Gomez, who looks to be an A-OK to get behind the plate. So just a brief moment of pause there as Gomez was making sure he wasn't in any significant pain. Great to see him get behind Gilberto Mexicano. 3-2 pitch. This one's low, and the runner will be walked. So Cole Roederer will work down after a full count walk, and now Nick Green will come out to discuss with this pitcher. Well, this is the tough sight to see for the Salem Red Sox fans after a great showing from their starter in Gabriel Jackson. The lead now has trickled to 3-1, and What's worse for Jackson is that all three runners have come across the score. So even though Jackson had a great showing the first four innings, he could be credited with his third loss of the season. One more game to get you caught up on in the Carolina League. It's Charleston versus Fayetteville. Two teams that are on pretty much opposite sides of the Carolina League South. Fayetteville 9-16. They trail 5-1 to Charleston on the road, who's 16-9. First pitch of that bat's Alcantara, driven deep out towards left field, back to the track, and it's off the Carilion Clinic scoreboard. A three-run shot for Kevin Alcantara, and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans have soared in front 6-1 over the Salem Red Sox. What a top of the fifth inning it's been for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. All six of their runs have been found in this top half of inning, and they only have one out to show for. And Alcantara showed off his bat and style in the first game of the series. Went pretty quiet the next two nights for the Pelicans, but we see it right then and there what that cleanup spot is meant for. Power hitters like Kevin Alcantara. And now it's a 6-1 game. Bases are cleared. One out in the top of the fifth inning. And Cepeda fires the first pitch to Kevin Mate. And it's upstairs for ball number one. Only the fifth hit of the game for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. But it's a three-run shot. Another fastball upstairs at 93 miles per hour that Mate has to dodge on, as the count goes to 2-0. 2-0 pitch from Cepeda, and this is fouled off of Mate. It goes off the mask of Roberto Mexicano, and the count worked to 2-1. So a six-run inning by Myrtle Beach. We've seen them have some incredible half innings of offense this series, as the 2-1 pitch misses low and away for ball number three. So hitter's pitch coming up for Kevin Mate. Cepeda kicks and fires, and a hard chop grounded on the third baseline trickles foul, and we're at a full count. 0-2 so far for Kevin Mate. He had a home run out to left center field on Thursday night, which changed the course of the game. He's hitting .455 this season for Myrtle Beach. 3-2 pitch, a slow roller grounder that takes a while to get up to Bonazzi, but makes a throw over to Nico Cavadas at first for the inning second out. So in this half inning, everything that was going great for Salem has sort of fallen apart a bit. And just when you were thinking, you know, the pitching and the defense were operating at an all-time level, it has fallen apart a bit. But still, another half of the game to go. But it's 6-1 Myrtle Beach as Ethan Hurd check swings on the first pitch. He went far enough for it to get the strike called by Juan Gomez behind the plate. B.J. Murray Jr. started off this inning. He waits on deck as the 1-0 pitch, or it should be 0-1 pitch, that misses low and inside for ball number one. Scoreboard here has it 2-0. So even pitch coming up for Cepeda. He kicks and fires, and it goes low for ball number two. So 2-1. All nine batters in the order have gone to the plate in this half inning for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Six of them have come across to score. Two of them have retired. 3-0 pitch. It's well hit down to Nico Cavadas. Got the green light in the 3-0, but he hit right into a ground out to Cavadas, who does the work himself and gets the force out at first to end an inning to forget for the Salem Red Sox. Six runs come across for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. They hold on to a 5-run lead, and the Salem Bats have to get going as Porter Hodge comes out for another inning of work. This time, he is enjoying a 6-1 lead out on the rubber. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. The bottom of the fifth inning we go. The second half of this Saturday night action between the Salem Red Sox and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans has taken quite the turn. The Pelicans scoring 6 runs in the top half of the fifth inning, and they now lead 6-1 as Eduardo Vaughn, Gilberto Mexicano, and Edison Paulino were all bat in this bottom half of the fifth. Well, Porter Hodge is going to come out with a 6-1 lead as he's back on the rubber, fires the first pitch inside for ball number one, and the second pitch, a well-hit grounder over to the left side off of Vaughn's barrel. It gets through the left side in the infield for a second base hit of the night. He is now 2-of-2 for the Salem Red Sox. That's the fifth hit of the night for Salem, and that's where you can look at this and say how hits really don't tell the full story of some matchups. 5 hits for the Pelicans, 5 hits for the Red Sox, with a 5-run differential between both scores. Hodge's first pitch is low for ball number one. The Chicago Cubs minor league pitcher of the month is 2-0 on the season with a 1.56 ERA. Some great numbers for the right-handed pitcher who fires the 1-0, and this is hit well out to left field off of Gilberto Mexicano to the track, and it's gone. Mexicano responds with his third home run of the season, and they add 2 more runs to their name. It's now 6-3, Myrtle Beach over Salem. Well, after a very frustrating top half of the fifth inning, the first two batters get the offense rolling, number 8 and number 9 in the order, Vaughn with the single, and then Mexicano with a no-doubter out to left center field, and now Edison Paulino will step up to the plate. We're back to the top of the order, and nobody out in the bottom half of the fifth inning. 1-0 pitch after it misses upstairs, and the 1-0 will be fouled off by Paulino over to our left side, even the count at 1-1. Even count pitch, and it goes low for ball number 2. Good block by Ethan Hearn behind the plate. Although with the base paths being clear, not an absolute need for the Pelicans battery, but safe to do so. Edison Paulino is 1-of-2 tonight with a .245 batting average for the Red Sox. 2-1 pitch is foul tipped after the end of the barrel by Paulino. So for the Red Sox, being down by 5 runs, they haven't really been amazing this season at coming from behind on some deficits, but a great start with 2 runs here in the bottom of the fifth. The 2-2 pitch misses low and away for ball number 3, and a full count coming up for Edison Paulino. We'll also get to see Brian Bonazzi and Miguel Ugueto as well in this half inning. 3-2 pitch, it's outside for, my bad, that was ball number 3. Nope, it was ball number 4. Edison Paulino just forgot momentarily what the count was at. So he'll take off his shin guards, throw the barrel towards the dugout, and walk on down to first base. So we got 1 combined run in the first 4 innings, folks, but in this fifth inning alone, 8 runs. And now it looks to be a conversation on the mound between the pitching coach of Clayton Mortensen and Porter Hodge. So a little time delay here. 6-3, Myrtle Beach leads Salem in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Edison Paulino on first base for the Salem Red Sox, as the entire infield of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans are huddling around Porter Hodge, talking some things over. And now Juan Gomez breaking up the batteries conversation here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Well, Myrtle Beach is one of the best teams in the Carolina League, and they've done so. They've really proved that this week at Salem Memorial Ballpark with some impressive innings like that fifth inning, but also due to their defense as well. But Salem, 2-run shot, puts them right back in this contest. The first pitch to Brian Bonazzi is in the zone for strike number 1. Bonazzi is a .283 hitter on the Salem Red Sox, but 0-of-2 on the afternoon for the home team. 1-0 pitch. Bonazzi will sky this to our left at the press box as he fouls it off. Count works the 1-ball-and-1-strike. There's some games where You don't need a lot of offense to get the win, but Bonazzi slaps this past the left side of the infield out towards left for a single. Another base hit for the Salem Red Sox. Their third of the bottom half of the fifth inning. It moves a runner into scoring position with Edison Paulino, and Bonazzi now stands at first while the tying run of Miguel Ugueto comes to the plate. What a fascinating fifth inning we're having so far at Salem Memorial Ballpark. One run in the first four innings of play, now eight runs, and much more offense than what we saw at the first hour of the contest. Ugueto swings at the first pitch, bloops it up, might be a no-man's land, but Preciado moves all the way over towards the foul territory mark on the first base side for the first out of the inning. Well, I thought Ugueto, the way he hit it, was going to land in fair territory, and it looks like we're going to get a pitching change. As coming down is going to be Buddy Bailey. So Porter Hodges' day looks to have come to a close as a new pitcher is coming out of the Pelicans' bullpen. Two runners aboard for the Salem Red Sox. You have Paulino at second, Bonazzi at first, and Nico Cavadez coming to the plate when we come back. One out in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans lead the Salem Red Sox 6-3 on MILB.TV. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A new pitcher on the mound. It's going to be left-handed pitcher Luis Angel Rodriguez. Nico Cavadez steps to the plate with two runners aboard. First pitcher Cavadez well inside for ball number one. Hearn making a good catch behind the plate to hold the runner of Paulino at second. You look in at number 39 season so far for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And pitching, 35. He's got a 1-0 record with an ERA of a 0.84. Just a marvelous ERA. As the 1-0 pitch will go upstairs for ball number two. Well, I was meant to say marvelous. I just combined marvelous and fabulous together. That's why that weird word came out. Fifth appearance out of the bullpen this season. He's worked in 10 and two-thirds of innings, having given up five hits and one earned run. But the count quickly goes to 3-0 for Cavadez after the first two pitches missed inside, the third one missing low and away. So a 3-0 count to Nico Cavadez with two runners aboard. The pitch is on the way, and it goes low for ball number four. So you bring in Rodriguez. Man out of the bullpen, the first four pitches he throws, misses all of them, missed the zone. And Salem will have the leading run coming to the plate in Blaze Jordan. And so now Ethan Hurd communicating with his infield exactly what to do. Almost a very similar situation we're going to see at this Blaze Jordan at bat that we got to see on Thursday night. Bases were loaded, one out. Obviously, that was the bottom of the ninth. This is the bottom of the fifth, but another time for him to change it around as he sees the first pitch and hits it foul down the first baseline to make the count 0-1. A little bit more about Rodriguez. We mentioned about how great he has been and not giving up runs, only one of them, and only allowing five hits. But he has struck out 14 batters and has walked nine. And Jordan takes a big swing on the 0-1 pitch and misses for strike number two. Jordan is 0-2 today with a 1.91 batting average. As Rodriguez steps in, Jordan pops his up towards left center field. Moving over to his right is going to be Pete Crow Armstrong. Makes the catch. Paulino tags at third and scores. So when you have one out on the board and the base is loaded, or at least a runner at third, all you have to do is put the ball deep to drive in a run, and that's exactly what Blaze Jordan did. It is the second out of the inning, but the Red Sox are now within two. It's 6-4, Myrtle Beach on top of Salem in the bottom of the fifth. The two other base runners in Bonazzi and Cavadas held their respective bags. Bonazzi is at second, and Cavadas is at first. So Rodriguez gets his first out of this appearance, and he fires the first pitch above the zone for ball number one to Eduardo Lopez. Lopez 0-2 on the night for the Salem Red Sox. 1-0 pitch. This one goes low and away for ball number two. So Lopez, we look back to that Thursday night, he made a difference in the matchup. Might have an opportunity to make another difference here in the bottom of the fifth. Rodriguez with a long look. He steps and fires, and Jordan fouls it off behind the plate. Apologies, Lopez fouls it off to the net behind the plate. So two balls and one strike for Eduardo Lopez, who has sort of been finding his stride a bit in these last few games against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 2-1 count. Rodriguez kicks and goes with the curveball that misses upstairs for ball number three. Well, Rodriguez's only win this season came against Augusta back on Easter Sunday. 2 2/3 of an inning. Walked three batters, did not allow a single hit, and had three strikeouts. 3-1 pitch, and Lopez watches it all the way as it goes into the zone for strike number two. Huge pitch coming up for the magnitude of this matchup. Myrtle Beach up by two. It's 6-4 over Salem. They have two runners aboard. They can load up the bases after this 3-2 pitch. It's away, and it's in there for strike number three. Caught the bottom outside corner of the zone, and Juan Gomez rung up Eduardo Lopez looking to end the fifth inning. What a wild full inning of play. 9 total runs, 6 for Myrtle Beach, 3 for Salem. We now sit at a 6-4 score heading to the 6th. The Salem Red Sox trail by 2. Felix Cepeda coming out for another inning of work. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the sixth inning we go as B.J. Murray Jr. will lead things off as he watches the first pitch come down the middle for strike number one. Well, what a fascinating fifth inning we saw. Just summarizing that before the break, as the 0-1 pitch will go outside for ball number one. You don't really get that many chaotic innings compared to how the matchup was rolling on in the early going, as the 1-1 pitch from Cepeda, a hard chopper that will go by the Myrtle Beach dugout for strike number two. But we'll see what's able to happen here from the sixth inning onward. Murray Jr. is a 2-of-2 hitter on the season for the Pelicans. On the night, I should say. On the season, though, he's a .314 batting average with a home run and 7 RBIs for the Pelicans. 1-2 count. Cepeda steps into it, and the pitch is outside for ball number two. So even counts in the top of the sixth inning. We'll see B.J. Murray Jr., Renegol Preciado, and Liam Spence all bat for the Pelicans. 2-2 pitch. This is skied out towards right field. Eduardo Vaughn moving to his right. Calls off Lopez and makes the catch for out number one. So we just witnessed the Salem Red Sox score 3 runs in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So by no means necessary are they out of this matchup with a 2-run differential with 4 innings to go. But we just saw what Myrtle Beach can do offensively, and puts a little fear into Salem as Preciado fouls off the first pitch down the first base line, bringing the count to 0-1. It definitely looks like an outliner on the scoreboard right now out in the left center field as the 0-1 pitch is swung on a miss for strike number two. Preciado is 0-2 on the day for the Pelicans. Batting average has dropped to a .180, OPS at a .452, and he swings on an 0-2 pitch. He went for the high heater fastball and missed it all for strike number three. Cepeda, 93 miles per hour, and he picks up his first strikeout of the appearance. And Cepeda definitely finding his groove so far in the sixth inning. After having a little bit of difficulty in the fifth, threw about 31 pitches in the inning. And he'll now go up against the number 9 man in the order, Liam Spence, who swings on the first pitch and fouls it to our right side of the press box to bring the count to 0-1. Spence is 0-1 on the day. He has a walk, which came back in that fifth inning, and he holds on the 0-1 pitch as it misses the zone low and away for ball number one. 1-1 count. Spence a .130 hitter this season for Myrtle Beach. And the pitch will catch the outside bottom corner for strike number two. Excellent off-speed delivery from Cepeda. The 81-mile-per-hour pitch. And the count now works to 1-2. Cepeda steps in towards home, and the pitch misses away for ball number two. Even count now towards Liam Spence. If Spence is able to continue the inning, we'll see the top of the order for the Pelicans. 2-2 pitch away, and this one misses low for ball number three. Pete Crow Armstrong, 1-of-2 Pelicans with multiple hits today. He is 2-of-3. He waits on deck. But a 3-2 pitch coming up from Cepeda versus Liam Spence. Fires away. Hard hit grounder. Tyler Miller gets the backhand glove. Fires it over to Cavadez for the third out of the inning. Probably the best web gem we've seen all day at Carilion Clinic Field as Tyler Miller makes an excellent stop and a throw to end the top of the six. It's Myrtle Beach 6. It is Salem 4, and we move to the bottom of the 6 here on MILB.TV. We move to the bottom of the sixth inning here on MILB.TV as the Myrtle Beach Pelicans lead the Salem Red Sox 6-4 in the Saturday night action in the Carolina League. First pitch to Tyler Miller. He sees he pops it up out towards left center field. Coming on in from center is Pete Crow Armstrong, and he makes the grab for out number one. So we saw Felix Cepeda come in to finish off the fifth inning, and then a pretty good showing in the sixth. And now Luis Angel Rodriguez is in hopes of doing the same in the bottom half of the sixth inning. But he's going to go against the two guys that really got Salem back into this game, Eduardo Vaughn at number eight and Gilberto Mexicano at number nine. Rodriguez's first pitch is low and away. So far away, it gets past the glove of Ethan Hearn and rolls all the way to the backstop for ball number one. Vaughn is 0-2 today. 2-2 today, I should say. He has scored a run thanks to Mexicano. 1-0 pitch. Vaughn watches it go into the zone for strike number one. Pair of singles for Eduardo Vaughn has helped the order move. The 1-1 pitch misses low and away for ball number two. So the right fielder has been busy on the defensive side as well as the bat side. As a 2-1 pitch is a swing and a miss from Vaughn to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. His batting average has now improved to .233 on the season. As a 2-2 pitch is away, Vaughn will hit this out towards right field. It's dropping fast for Alcantara, but he makes the grab for the second out of the inning. Thought that baseball was going to dip right in front of the Myrtle Beach right fielder, but as he made a sliding effort, he put the ball in the glove for the inning second out. Tough break for Vaughn, a couple inches away from his third single of the night. And when you look at Alcantara, that's an aggressive play from the right fielder as Mexicano watches the first pitch miss low for ball number one. You don't read that play right. That baseball rolls past you, and Eduardo Vaughn has some speed as the 1-0 pitch to Mexicano goes upstairs to bring the count to 2 balls and 0 strikes. 6-4 game in the bottom of the sixth. Myrtle Beach leads Salem, and Mexicano takes pitch number three as it misses low for ball number three. 3-0 count for Mexicano, who had a 2-run home run his last time up in the fifth. 3-0 pitch, and he walks him on a 4-pitch count. The fourth pitch missed outside, and Mexicano with two outs is on first base for the Salem Red Sox. Back to the top of the order we go for Salem as Edison Paulino steps up to the plate. Rodriguez now an inning and a third underneath his belt. 22 pitches, 9 of them strikes. He finds one there as Paulino thought that the pitch was going to go well inside, but it curved right into the zone for the count to go to 0 balls and 1 strike. 0-1 pitch, stepped into it by Rodriguez and into the zone for the second strike of the at-bat. Back-to-back off-speed pitches from Rodriguez. As it goes with the curveball 2 times in a row, and the count goes 0-2 to Paulino. And now the runner's in the pickoff. Spence over to Mayday at second, and he gets the runner. Gilberto Mexicano took off for second with a 0-2 count and 2 outs in the bottom of the sixth, while Rodriguez threw it down to Liam Spence at first, who then gunned it over to Kevin Mate at short to get the tag at second base. So Edison Paulino is unable to finish his at-bat. He will lead off in the seventh. As we move to the seventh inning here at San Memorial Ballpark, a new pitcher will come into the game for the Red Sox as we move into the back 3 innings of the game. It's Myrtle Beach 6, Salem 4. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We're into the seventh inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Johan Felix is into the game. As his first pitch, he fires away to Pete Crow. Armstrong is low and inside for ball number one. Crow Armstrong has a 2-of-3 day as he was showing bunt on the first pitch of the at-bat. Felix steps in for the 1-0, and it's fouled off the right foot of Crow Armstrong, and the count works to one ball and one strike. We look at Felix's numbers this season for Salem as he sets up for the 1-1 pitch. Seventh to eighth appearance out of the bullpen as Crow Armstrong bunts it down the third baseline, but will go foul, and the count moves to one ball and two strikes. So when in his seven appearances, Pry, there's a little bit of confusion here between the PA system and the play on the field. In the seven prior appearances, he has an 8.31 ERA. It's gone 8 2/3 of an inning with 4 hits allowed and 8 earned runs as Pete Crow Armstrong fouls off the 1-2 pitch off his right foot, and the count will stay at 1-2. This season, Felix has walked 15 batters, which is the most out of any Salem Red Sox pitcher. But he has struck out 13 so far. Opponents at 148 against Felix. 1-2 pitch, and it misses low and inside for ball number two. When Crow Armstrong bunted foul down the third baseline, the PA system thought, oh, he was out. But he was not, as a 2-2 pitch is away, misses low for ball number three. So top of the seventh inning, Myrtle Beach leads Salem 6-4. It's now a full count. Felix away, and Crow Armstrong fouls us down the first baseline. After a 9-run fifth inning, we had a scoreless sixth frame from both sides. Full count pitch to Crow Armstrong, and it's fouled once again by the leadoff hitter. So 8 pitches in this at-bat between Felix and Crow Armstrong. And Salem definitely wants to get this out. What a hitter that Crow Armstrong's been this season. And they do. Felix, an 86-mile-per-hour off-speeder that gets Crow Armstrong to swing and miss for strike number 3. And the leadoff batter goes down on 9 pitches and goes to 2-of-4. On the evening. First out, the top of the seventh is put away with Pete Crow Armstrong. And now James Triantos, who is 0-of-3 tonight, steps up to the plate. Felix kicks and fires, and it's into the zone for strike number one, despite May Cano dropping the pitch. Well, this becomes clutch time for the Salem Red Sox. They try to work from behind as they trail 6-4 to Myrtle Beach. 0-1 pitch away from Felix, and it hit Triantos on the left leg. Triantos is frustrated off a 79-mile-per-hour pitch from Felix. That one had no shot of working it back into the zone, just simply got out of the hand of Felix. And Triantos gets hit in the leg, makes his way down to first base. Gomez taking a little bit of pause to make sure that Triantos is A-OK. He is, as he has a little lead at first. And now Cole Roederer will have to dodge a pitch that goes low and inside, and Triantos moves over to second base. Roederer dropped the bat and then tumbled a bit over to the right-hander's batter's box. So 2 pitches by Felix that have gone well inside. So Roederer's count goes to 1-0. Triantos moves from first to second. And the Pelicans have a runner in scoring position. 1-0 pitch, and that one misses low for ball number two. When you look at a statistic of 15 walks and 13 strikeouts, Felix at times has been a little inconsistent at the mound. 2-0 pitch misses low for ball number three. I mean, both of those numbers are pretty good for their categories. Felix a top half pitcher when it comes to strikeouts, but the 15 walks is something that the right-handed pitcher's got to fix. 3-0 pitch, and it swung on and fouled, and it ricocheted back and hit Juan Gomez. But the count goes 3-1. As Cole Roederer, who bats 462 on the season, I think he's going to have the green light in most 3-0 situations. But now a hitter's pitch. And it goes well inside. Roederer dodges it. And he flings the bat back as he runs on down to first base. And now runners on first and second as Nick Green will come on out and talk to his pitcher in Yonny Phoenix. Coming to the plate next is Kevin Alcantara, who had a 3-run home run his last time up in the top of the fifth inning for Myrtle Beach. And when it cleared the left center wall, hit off the Carilion Clinic scoreboard. And at the time, it made it a 6-1 ball game. That inning, Myrtle Beach found all six of their runs. And Alcantara once again coming up to the plate with one out and two runners aboard. What that walk for Felix. It does put a double play ball back in the situations at first, second, and third. And now Felix fires the pitch high and inside for ball number one. Looking at these last few batters with Triantos, Roederer, and Alcantara, Felix has had a little difficulty of finding the corners of the zone. 1-0 pitch, and Alcantara went far enough for the strike call to be made. He tried to hold back on the check swing, but Alcantara, all he could do was let the motion of his bat continue to go forward. 1-1 pitch from Felix is away, and it just misses low for ball number two. Mayakano held the ball in hand for a moment, thinking it was going to be a delayed strike call, but the count is 2-1. Alcantara is a .240 hitter for the Pelicans this season as Felix fires the 2-1. It's popped up over the netting from behind the plate and out of play to the concourse to make the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staying a pretty chilly night in Salem, around 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Kudos to the fans that have come out today as both runners go, as Alcantara pops it up. Could spell danger for both runners as Eduardo Vaughn will make the catch out in right field, and both runners have to go back to their bases. Both of them are already 90 feet ahead. But Alcantara popped up into the second out of the inning for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And now we'll see Kevin Mate come to the plate. A big second out for Felix and the Red Sox. It keeps one runner in scoring position, and James Triantos, it keeps Cole Roederer at first base. And now Kevin Mate steps up. First pitch, low and away for ball number one. An 0-3 day for Kevin Mate. But a batting average of a .417 just goes to show, at any moment, the shortstop for the Pelicans can get going. 1-0 pitch, check swing fouled into the netting behind the plate. Even count of 1 ball and 1 strike. So after Salem picked up a run in the bottom of the first inning, we had 3 consecutive scoreless innings of play. 2, 3, and 4 all saw 0 runs. But the fifth, that we saw 9 runs. Both runners go, pitch low, throw on down the second. No play at the bag. Count works to 2 balls and 1 strike. And Bonazzi never covered at second. And I don't think Mayakano and the middle infielders knew exactly what was happening. But both runners move into scoring position now. With this 2-1 count to Kevin Mate. Felix kicks, Mate swings, and it fouls it into the netting behind the plate. A very crucial strike for Felix, and the count now is even. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. 2 runners in scoring position. Triano's at third, Roederer at second. It's swing and fouled off the end of the barrel, and the count will stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes. James Triantos just grabbed his 4th stolen base of the season. Cole Roederer gets his 1st stolen base with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Another 2-2 pitch to Kevin Mate. Felix kicks, fires, and fouled into the netting again. We'll stay at 2-2-2. 6-4 is our score. Myrtle Beach leads Salem, trying to grab the 3rd win in a row for the Pelicans and move them 10 games. They already actually are, but move them to 18-7 as Mate fouls off another pitch and will stay at 2-2. A great battle between Mate and Felix. And Juan Gomez requesting for some extra baseballs. And Felix takes a long look into the zone. He now squares up, kicks, fires, and it's low. It gets past Mexicano, and the pitcher will never cover home plate. Felix never came home to cover the runner of James Triano's, and I don't know if Felix thought that dead ball was called by Juan Gomez, but he never came off the rubber. So James Triano touches home without a contested play, and Cole Roederer moves from second to third. And now Christopher Jahnke steps in a bit, and there has to be a conversation between Jahnke and Juan Gomez. Buddy Bailey is trying to wonder what's happening. The count on the board says 3 balls and 2 strikes on a pitch that went low. So Jahnke and Gomez having a little discussion. Now, if Juan Gomez called, put his both hands in his air, he might have indicated a dead ball, but maybe this has to do with the count. So they just had a conversation. They broke away a bit, and now Jahnke coming back over to Gomez to have the conversation with him yet again. Myrtle Beach leads Salem 7-4 as both of our umpires are trying to talk things over. So after all this is said and done, I believe we're at a 2-2 count. That's what it looks like. I think the hands are waving. Felix steps in, pitches inside for ball number 3. And now the on-deck batter of Ethan Hearn's confused. He thought it was a 3-2 count, but now it's a 3-2 count. Kevin Mahde, check swing grounder right back to Felix. He fires over to first in time for the third out. That was a strange end of the events in the top of the 7th inning, but Myrtle Beach extends their lead as they now have a 3-run advantage. It's 7-4 Pelicans over the Red Sox. And we head into the 7th inning stretch. Rodriguez coming out to pitch once again for the Pelicans with a 3-run lead. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom of the 7th inning. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans have just extended their lead over the Salem Red Sox after a wild pitch that got underneath Gilberto Mexicano's leg, scored James Triantos from third, and a weird ending to the top half of the inning. But Myrtle Beach has a 7-4 lead as Edison Paulino steps up to the plate, swings through, and misses for strike number 1. So if you're a Myrtle Beach Pelican pitcher, defender, anything, you look at the order and say, if we get through the rest of these names, we can move on to our third win of the season. 0-1 pitch, and it swung on and missed by Paulino again to bring the count to 0-2. I mean the series, not the season. 1-2 on the night is Edison Paulino. 0-2 pitch, misses low and away for ball number 1. Last time up, Paulino was actually batting in the bottom half of the 6th inning for the Red Sox, but after Mexicano was picked off, Paulino's at-bat came to an abrupt end. 1-2 pitch to Paulino just upstairs for ball number 2. Rodriguez has now thrown an inning and two-thirds for the Pelicans. 27 pitches, slow roll grounder right to first base. Calling off his pitcher is Liam Spence, as he'll tag first base on his own with his right foot for the first out of the inning. Another ground out for the Salem Red Sox. And now Brian Bernazzi will try to get the offense grooving for the Salem Red Sox. Looking back to the last few games for Salem, four runs is their second or third most of the series, as Bonazzi takes the first pitch low for ball number one. 1-0 pitch to Bonazzi. Drives this out to right center field. It will drop for a base hit. It will be extras. Touches first as he moves to second, where he has a stand-up double with one out in the bottom of the seventh. Bonazzi improves to 2-4 of the night, and exactly what the Red Sox needed in the bottom of the seventh inning. The eighth hit of the afternoon will bring Miguel Huguetto to the plate with a runner on second as the Red Sox trail by three. We've seen the aggressive base running all season long by Salem. We'll see how that gets incorporated in a 7-4 game in the bottom of the seventh. Rodriguez fires a pitch that stays upstairs for ball number one. Miguel Huguetto is 0-2 tonight. He is a 314 hitter, which statistically speaking is the best in the lineup, and he bloops one out towards shallow center, and it drops for a base hit. Huguetto holds at third. Huguetto holds at first. Brian Bonazzi holds at third. Runners on the corners as we have Nico Cavades stepping up to the plate, representing the tying run for the Salem Red Sox. Exactly what the Red Sox need at the plate in the bottom of the seventh inning with one out. Now, double play balls are in effect. So Cavades and the Red Sox looking to avoid a double play opportunity as Rodriguez fires the first pitch upstairs for ball number two. Gomez that is ball number one. I thought the umpire ruled a ball for taking too long for Rodriguez. Now 1-0 pitch. It's into the zone for strike number one. So even count for Cavades, who has a double today as well as a single. He's 2-2 at the plate. 1-1 pitch is away, and it misses low and outside for ball number two. Cavada is just creeping up to that 300 batting average mark of a 299. His OPS is above a 1 for the time being. 2-1 pitch. Cavada swings and misses. Tried to keep up with the 90-mile-per-hour fastball, but was unable to do so with the swing, and the count now runs even. Big pitch for Nico Cavades. Maybe a bigger one for Luis Rodriguez. Fires away into the zone for strike number three. Cavades watched it all the way in. And a huge punch out for Luis Rodriguez, the second of the night. And it brings two outs with Blaze Jordan coming up to the plate in the bottom of the seventh inning. Jordan has had some great opportunities tonight, but he's still looking for his first hit, and he swings at the first pitch and misses for strike number one. He had a bases-loaded opportunity on Thursday night. He couldn't cash in for the Red Sox. Bases-loaded opportunity back in the fifth. As he swings at the 0-1 pitch on the right field line, it goes foul. So an 0-2 count coming up for Blaze Jordan, who is tonight's designated hitter for the Salem Red Sox. And so Jordan down 0-2 in the count. Rodriguez fires. It's hit well out to the right side. It gets through for a base hit. Jordan drives in a run as Bonazzi scores. Huguetto moves to second. And that's exactly what Blaze Jordan can bring to this team. And he does so and makes it a 7-5 score. A two-out single for Jordan brings the leading run to the plate in Eduardo Lopez. Lopez and Miller are the last two Salem batters that have not recorded a hit tonight. And those are the next two men up in the order. First pitch to Lopez. It's a curveball that falls in the zone for strike number one. Rodriguez has only given up one earned run coming in tonight's game. So big at bat from Blaze Jordan to bring home the second earned run to Rodriguez's name as Lopez watches another pitch. An off-speed delivery off of Rodriguez's arm that goes in the zone for strike number two. So Lopez has seen back-to-back off-speeders. What will Rodriguez throw on 0-2? Runners on first and second. The pitch is away, and Lopez swings and misses for strike number three. And Luis Rodriguez ends the bottom of the seventh inning with his third strikeout of the night. Eduardo Lopez goes to 0-3 on this Saturday evening. But Salem does move a little bit closer with the Blaze Jordan RBI single. We'll have a new pitcher out of the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox as it's Myrtle Beach 7, Salem 5, heading into the eighth on MILB.TV. Seven to five is our score in Salem, Virginia. It is the Myrtle Beach Pelicans that lead the Salem Red Sox here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. New pitcher into the game for the Red Sox as Johnny Felix is put to the dugout while Nate Tellier steps into the game. And his first pitch he throws is inside for ball number one. Ethan Hearn, B.J. Murray Jr., and Renegal Preciado are all due up for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the top half of the eighth inning. Tellier fires the 1-0, and it hits the batter of Ethan Hearn, and he works down to first base. Second straight inning that a Salem Red Sox batter has hit a Myrtle Beach Pelican batter. And Tellier's first at-bat doesn't go the way as a right-handed pitcher out of Boston, Massachusetts wanted it to do. So now we'll see Nick Roberts come out of the dugout, the athletic trainer for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, to check in on Ethan Hearn, who I believe was hit in the hand. And as a catcher, you might need that hand for later as he's jogging it out. So maybe not the hand, maybe more of the leg. But as he's trying around, he's trying to make sure he's staying loose as he's out at first base. So we'll see B.J. Murray Jr., the left-handed batter, come up to the plate. And for Tellier, he's got an ERA of an 11.42. And he fires the pitch into the zone for strike number one. He has seven prior appearances for Salem. He has one save on the season. And he's pitched 8 2/3 of an inning. An 0-1 pitch down the middle for strike number two. He's given up 11 hits, 14 runs, 11 of which have been earned. He has walked 10 batters and has struck out 16. 0-2 count. With Ethan Hearn at first, runner goes, pitch upstairs, Mayakata makes the throw down towards Paulino, who can't get the tag on Ethan Hearn. Almeida had to hold on to that baseball for a moment because he didn't really see a clear person standing on second base. And so by holding that extra second, it delayed the throw down to second. And I think if Almeida makes that throw in motion, the catch, the transfer, and the throw, Hearn would be out at second. But the 1-2 pitch hits the batter, B.J. Murray Jr. That goes inside, and it hits the batter of Murray Jr. Now runners on first and second base. Back-to-back batters hit by Nate Tellier. And Reginald Preciado comes to the plate with two runners on the base path with nobody out. And Tellier steps off the mound as he looks to try to throw it over to second base where Ethan Hearn was dancing. But no throw was ever made, and the runner remains safe. A new at-bat is showing Bunnis Preciado. He pops it up, and it heads straight into the netting for strike number one. Always a bad sign if you're a batter when you lay down a bunt and it pops up in the air. Usually means it could be playable for a catcher, a third baseman, or a pitcher. But in that case, it went right back into the netting. 0-1 count showing Bunnis again as Preciado. Cavadas and Miller creeping up the sidelines, and the pitch goes inside and through the glove of Meccano. Tellier tried to go inside, but the pitch missed the zone, and Meccano could not get a glove on it. So both runners moved to second and third. And in that case, if you're Tellier, or if you're Preciado, I should say, from that perspective, I was able to do the job that I was intending on to do, and I'm still alive, and there's no outs on the board. A 1-1 count. Pitch in, this is skied up out towards right field. This will be deep enough for a play at the plate as Vaughn makes the grab. Both runners tag. Throw to Paulino is cut off as it was attempted to go to third. And Ethan Hurd tags from third and scores, giving Myrtle Beach a 3-run lead again and moving the runner of B.J. Murray Jr. from second to third. So Reginald Preciado does get an RBI for the sacrifice fly. And he does move another runner into third base. But the first out of the inning has been achieved by Salem. Now Liam Spence drives it out towards right center field. It falls for a base hit. Murray Jr. scores. Spence holds at first. It's an RBI single for the number 9 man in the order. It's the first baseman, Liam Spence. And the Myrtle Beach Pelicans have a 4-run lead. It's 9-5. Top of the 8th inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Only one out in the top half of the 8th inning. And Nick Green coming down to talk with his pitcher. Well, Tellier's ERA has gone up a little bit more to a 13.00 mark. And this inning for Tellier, it's just been hard for him to really find any groove. Hit the first batter he faced, hit the next batter he faced, then he got into a sacrifice fly, and then a single out towards right center field. So Tellier trying to just, after this conversation with Nick Green, get one of the hottest batters out in Pete Crow Armstrong, and he swings and misses for strike number one. The Myrtle Beach center fielder is 2-4 on the night. He struck out swinging his last time up. He's down 0-1 in the count, and the pitch is outside for ball number one. Even count of one ball and one strike to Pete Crow Armstrong, who has Liam Spence at first base, who is the sole base runner for Myrtle Beach. 1-1 pitch from Tellier, swung on and fouled into the netting behind the plate for strike number two. So Myrtle Beach in the last four innings have gone in 9 total runs, 6 in the fifth, 1 in the seventh, 2 in the eighth so far. We'll see how much they have left in them with one out in this half inning. 1-2 pitch to Pete Crow Armstrong. It bloops it up towards second. Bonassi can't get to it in time as it falls in no man's land. Lopez is the man that scoops it up for the Red Sox. It's another single as Spence moves to second, and Crow Armstrong has his third hit of the game. This one being a one-out single, and he moves to 3-5 on the evening. We'll now see James Trianto step up to the plate. Who on the afternoon is 0-3, but he has scored two runs and has driven in one as well. First pitch, Trianto sees, skies it up down the first baseline, and it fans foul and out of play. Count goes 0-1, and just another tough showing from the bullpen of Salem. Looking back on Wednesday night when Myrtle Beach put up 24 runs, Welcome and Gonzalez only had two-thirds innings of work as the 0-1 pitch goes low for ball number one. After the two-thirds inning of play, I'm going to say when he was pulled, it was a 5-0 ball game. Kevin DiNomenico was on the call for that one. But as it went low, and Gonzalez was pulled from the game, it became a bullpen day for Salem, but they could just not find any answers for the Myrtle Beach offense as the 1-1 pitch finds the bottom inside corner of the zone for strike number two. Thursday night was a lot better, though, from a performance-wise. Just one swing from Kevin Mahde flipped the script of the matchup. Joey Stockhand has first loss of the year. Time called by James Trianto's at the plate. 1-2 two strikes with one away. And then today, look at Gabriel Jackson, a almost flawless start until the fifth inning came around where the first three batters get on base as Trianto's fouls off the 1-2 pitch and then ended behind the plate. So we'll stay at 1-2. And ever since then, the bullpen has been able to keep it low, but not low enough for the offense to really come back from. They've brought it within two in the bottom of the seventh inning, but they now trail by four. 1-2 pitch. It goes high and inside, and Trianto's had to dodge a 90-mile-per-hour fastball, and he whipped his head back so fast that his helmet came off his head. And there's not much you can really do in reaction to a 90-mile-per-hour fastball coming inside, but Trianto's was able to avoid it. 2-2 pitch as Tellier fires, and it goes outside for ball number three. And that pitch did make contact with Trianto's body. It would be the third hit batter this inning from Nate Tellier. It's a full count, 3-2. Tellier takes a look. He steps and fires. Hard hit grounder, but Paulino scoops it. Over to Bonazzi, makes the throw over to first. It's a 6-4-3 double play. Exactly what the Salem Red Sox needed to get out of the top of the eighth inning as they trail 9-5 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. The bats have to get hot, folks. We'll see if they're able to do so in the bottom of the eighth inning, as it appears that we may get a new pitcher for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Nope, it will be Rodriguez once again. We'll see how he's able to do when we come back here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Myrtle Beach 9, Salem 5 on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the eighth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tyler Miller will lead things off for the Red Sox, and then Eduardo Vaughn and Gilberto Mexicano will all get at-bats. Bottom three of the order as Rodriguez fires the first pitch low of the zone for ball number one. 2 2/3 inning underneath of his belt, just through his 45th pitch of the day as Rodriguez fires the 1-0 pitch into the zone for strike number one. Miller is 0-3 on the day for the Red Sox, and he swings on the 1-1 pitch, and he misses it for strike number two. Miller trying to spark some offense for Salem, and he swings and misses for strike number three, and Rodriguez has strikeout number four on the afternoon. And it's one out away in the bottom of the eighth inning for Myrtle Beach. Let's take a look around some of the organizational results today. Four games in action from the AAA to the single-A level of the Boston Red Sox organization as Eduardo Vaughn watches the first pitch, catches zone for strike number one. Let's start at the top of the AAA level. Worcester got a good start, a 3-0 lead in the contest as Vaughn takes the 0-1 pitch low for ball number one. Three runs in the top of the third inning, and they were leading all the way through the middle of the seventh, and then Toledo, of course, five unanswered runs to take down Worcester by the final score of 5-3. Vaughn, 1-1 pitch, hit right back up the middle, base hit for the right fielder of Salem. It's the 11th hit of the day for the Salem Red Sox, and Eduardo Vaughn is a sneaky 3-4 today. He's eighth in the order. And Vaughn has been struggling a little bit at times, but today he has really found his groove at the plate. And with a busy weekend coming up for the Salem Red Sox team, it's good to kind of get in some momentum on this Saturday night. So Gilberto Mexicano steps up, and he takes the first pitch that finds the zone for strike number one. Meanwhile, another close game in the AA level as Redding takes down Portland 6-4. A hot start by Redding, and Portland was able to come back and tie in the bottom of the seventh as Mexicano fouls the 0-1 pitch off the barrel, or excuse me, 1-0 pitch off the barrel by the Pelicans dugout. Makes the count 1-1. But Redding did pull away with two runs in the top of the eighth inning. 1-1 count to Mexicano. Pitches away. It's swung on and missed for strike number two. So right now, the tying run, and that was strike number three. Well, the scoreboard out in left center field, once again, not operating. It's still at a 3-2 count that we saw in the top half of the eighth inning. So apologies, folks, on that one. As Paulino swings through on the first pitch and misses for strike number one. So a 1-2-3 strikeout from Gilberto Mexicano gives Luis Rodriguez his fifth strikeout of the day. And now it's a 0-1 count to Edison Paulino. Rodriguez fires, and it misses low and away, 1-1. And then at the high level, Greenville out to a great start. Four runs in the bottom of the first inning, and then they added an additional run in the bottom of the fourth. They lead 5-0 over Rome. As Rodriguez steps in on the 1-1 pitch right down the middle, for strike number two. And folks, I don't want to say anything, but very interesting box score as it heads to the top of the seventh inning. Just keep that in mind for our high A affiliate as Paulino fouls off the 1-2 pitch as it heads into the netting. I'll give you guys a hint, a lot of zeros on that box score. Not a lot of zeros in our scoreboard today. 18 combined hits, 11 for Salem, 7 for Myrtle Beach. The Pelicans lead 9-5. And right now it's a 1-2 count to Edison Paulino as he takes the pitch upstairs for ball number two. Two away so far in the bottom of the eighth inning. Both of them have been strikeouts from Luis Rodriguez. And the left-handed pitcher has come in here and has done a pretty solid job so far. 1-2 pitch. Paulino avoids a pitch low and inside. Vaughn will take advantage as it rolls all the way to the backstop. Holds at second. The Red Sox have a runner in scoring position after a wild pitch from Rodriguez. And the count now works to 3-2. The Salem shortstop is 1-3 on the day. Red Sox have to find some offense in these late innings of play. Maybe with the runner in scoring position of Eduardo Vaughn, it's the best chance that you're going to get, even though we're working through the top of the order for the time being. But might be a chance here. Payoff pitch. Rodriguez fires. Paulino, two-hop grounder, scooped up by Preciado, and makes a throw to first for the third out of the inning. So the Red Sox gave up two runs in the top half of the eighth inning, but are unable to add any more runs to their name in the bottom half of the eighth. Natalie is going to come out for another end of work. He's going to make sure that this stays a four-run game. It's Myrtle Beach 9, Salem 5 as we move to the ninth at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to the Red Sox on MILB.TV. We move to the ninth at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Myrtle Beach Pelicans lead 9-5, looking to add a little bit more to their offense. They got the heart of the order coming up. Cole Roederer, first pitch he sees, he pops it up just to the left side of us here in the press box for strike number one. So we're going to have Cole Roederer, Kevin Alcantara, and Kevin Mate all bat in this ninth inning. A pretty lethal spot of the lineup today for sure, as the 0-1 pitch goes outside and low for ball number one. Cole Roederer has been hitless today, though, but still batting at a .462 on this team. Four players in the lineup today bat above the 300 mark. Roederer foul tips out the edge of the barrel for the count to go to one ball and two strikes. Roederer at a .462 mark. Pete Crow Armstrong, .410 batting average. Kevin Mate at .385. And then B.J. Murray Jr. at 306. The 1-2 pitch is low of the zone. It bounces in front of Mexicano, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Well, Tellier in the one inning that he pitched, 21 pitches thrown. 12 of them were strikes. He did give up two runs in the frame, though, but looking to have a nice start to the night. 2-2 pitch away. It's upstairs for ball number three. So full count in this one, as Cole Roederer has scored a run today. He has been walked twice and has been struck out one time. 3-2 pitches away. Roederer gives us a drive out towards right field. Vaughn is going to the warning track, to the wall, and he makes the grab. What a catch from Eduardo Vaughn. He was all the way at the wall, and he just lifted his hand up with the left hand and made the grab. What a catch from the right fielder of the Salem Red Sox, saving an extra base hit and gaining a huge first down this top half of the ninth inning. I thought for a moment there that the ball might actually travel out of the ballpark as Kevin Alcantara goes through on the check swing for strike number one. Juan Gomez tells the right fielder of Myrtle Beach that you went just far enough. Cleanup hitter today did his job in the fifth inning. He cleaned up the bases with a three-run shot as he fouls off an 0-1 pitch as it swoops down the first baseline and foul to bring the count to zero balls and two strikes. Nate Tellier takes a long look in, fires away. Alcantara drives his out towards left field, and it will fall in the gap. This will be extra bases as it rolls to the wall, and Kevin Alcantara has a one-out double for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Two hits on the day, a home run and a double brings him to six total bases, and he sparks his offense in the top of the ninth inning. Kevin Mahde will come up to the plate now for Myrtle Beach. Look at Kevin Alcantara. That first day of the series, he did a wonderful job at creating some extra base hits. And the pitch is low for ball number one. And what we see so far in this series has been the power hitting of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 1-0 pitch away, and it's low into the zone for strike number one. My apologies. One ball and one strike. Kevin Mahde, 0-4 on the day for Myrtle Beach. Looking to try to get his first hit as he fouls off the 1-1 pitch down the line, and it's foul for strike number two. So Telly again, another good lead at the at-bat. And he's going to try to make sure he gets the out this time for Salem. 1-2 pitch. Tellier steps in, fires, swung on a miss for strike number three. Kevin Mahde is retired with a swinging strikeout. He now has his third strikeout of the day, while Ned Tellier picks up his first strikeout of the day. Two outs in the top of the ninth inning, and Ethan Hurd will come to the plate. Kevin Alcantara still on at second base for Myrtle Beach. He recorded the eighth hit of the day for the Pelicans. Telly fires Ethan Hearn, swung on a miss for strike number one. We're going to see Brainer Bonazzi, Miguel Huguetto, and Nico Cavadez in the bottom of the ninth inning. Salem is going to need at least four runs if Nate Tellier is able to get the job done, as he will fire a fastball that gets fouled into the net behind the plate by Ethan Hearn. An 0-3 day for the catcher of the Pelicans. He has scored a run as he was hit by a pitch in the eighth inning. But Tellier has got a nice lead. It's an 0-2 count. He steps and fires, and this is sent out towards left field. This ball might go for a ride. Tracing it down to the warning track is Miguel Huguetto, who makes the catch in the warning track for the third out of the inning. Some well-hit baseballs by the Pelicans, but some great trace downs from Eduardo Vaughn for the first out and Miguel Huguetto for the third out. Well, the Pelicans are going to bring in a closer in the ninth inning who is going to have to get three outs for the Pelicans to win their third straight game. Salem needs four runs to tie, five runs to win. Let's see if they're able to get the job done in the bottom of the ninth. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. It's time for the bottom of the ninth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the man brought out of the bullpen for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans is Jake Rindel. The right-handed pitcher is going to try to get the job done. On the first pitch he throws, Byron Bonazzi skies it up to shallow right field. Kevin Alcantara calls off his second baseman, Preciado, and makes the grab for out number one. So they didn't really bring in Jake Rindel, because he got a quick first out. But little do you know, he was a part of May 1st no-hitter by the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And if you guys don't know about it, there was a combined no-hitter by the Myrtle Beach Pelicans over the Columbian Fireflies on Sunday. And we'll now see, stepping up to the plate, Miguel Ugueto, who dodges the first pitch for ball number one. He pitched two innings, only hit one batter and got four strikeouts. And Miguel Ugueto with a solid look on a 1-0 pitch that goes low and inside for ball number two. So 2-0 pitch. Rindel kicks and it delivers a strike right down the middle to bring the count to two balls and one strike. Well, Rindel this season, he has four appearances, has not given up an earned run just yet. And Ugueto fouls off the 2-1 pitch into the netting for it to be two balls and two strikes. Six innings of work for Jake Rindel. He's given up one hit, zero earned runs, like I just mentioned, and has only walked two batters and has struck out 13. Impressive ratio as the 2-2 pitch is put down the left field line, back to the wall, and it's off it. This will be extra base hits as Ugueto will go into second, standing up for a one-out double. Miguel Ugueto picks up his second hit of that night. This one's a crucial double, and it puts a runner aboard for the Salem Red Sox in the bottom of the ninth. It's the 12th hit of the game for Salem. Ugueto is now the third Salem Red Sox batter to have multiple base hits today. Scratched it, actually four. Nico Cavadas is one of them. He is 2 of 3 today. First pitch he sees, it just misses low and away for ball number one. So we'll have Nico Cavadas now, and barring any sort of crazy double play action, Blaze Jordan awaits on deck for the Red Sox, but then it goes in the hole for the game-tying run. The 1-0 pitch misses low and away by Rindel. So we just read off that impressive resume that he's had. Selected in the 17th round of the 2018 MLB Draft, Rindel, one of the older players in the single-A level, 25 years of age. 2-0 pitch as Cavadas pops up the 2-0 pitch. This will go foul down the left field line and lands into the seated area. Two balls and one strike. Cavadas standing in strong, pitches away, and it's low and outside for ball number three. You don't really have to do anything spectacularly glamorous in this ninth inning for Salem. You just need to get runners aboard. And with the hitter's pitch up to Cavadas, this might be an opportunity. 3-1 pitch, and it's inside and low for ball number four. A five-pitch walk for Nico Cavadas. The tying run moves to the on-deck circle, and Blaze Jordan comes up to the plate. Similar to last game, Blaze Jordan coming up to the plate with runners aboard in the bottom of the ninth inning. Jordan had a single his last time up. It drove in a run. He's actually driven in two today as Rindel's pitch goes low and away for ball number one. And Ethan Hearn has seen enough from what Rindel's been delivering to him, and he's decided, I'm going to go up and talk to you on the mound, and we're going to get this fixed out before the situation becomes much worse. So Hearn and Rindel just have a brief conversation after a pitch went low into the dirt away from the batter of Jordan. And you have Ugueto on at second, and you have Cavadas at first as a 1-0 pitch goes low and away for ball number two. Pelicans looking to try to get their third straight win over the Salem Red Sox, while Salem looks to avoid a three-game losing streak. 2-0 pitch on the way. Did Jordan go? The appeal down says he didn't. Pitch was once again blown away. The slider is not fooling Blaze Jordan. Rindel has thrown it every time, and Jordan has just held onto his bat. Smartly done so from Blaze Jordan, the designated hitter for Salem. 3-0 pitch, and Jordan will watch it go all the way for strike number one. 9-5 is our score. Myrtle Beach leads Salem. It's the bottom of the ninth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hitter's pitch coming up for Blaze Jordan. Pitches away, swung on and missed for strike number two. And so a huge pitch coming up for Blaze Jordan and the Salem Red Sox. Reinhold takes a deep breath in, steps into the 3-2 pitch, fired away. It's a chopper down the first baseline. It goes foul. We'll redo the 3-2 pitch. So Miguel Ugueto doubles for the fifth time this season. He goes to second, and Nico Cavadas gets walked on a 5-pitch at bat. Blaze Jordan had a 3-0 count lead, but it's dropped to 3-2. If Blaze is able to get aboard, he would bring the tying run to the plate. 3-2 pitch. Jordan fouls this off his right foot. Will stay alive for another 3-2 pitch. These are at-bats that can turn the season around for Blaze Jordan, who's hitting 200 on the season. It's the lowest batting average of today's lineup. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Jordan watches it go low for ball number four. Great look from Jordan on a fastball. Or I started to say more of an off-speed pitch. It actually was 80 miles per hour. And went low of the zone. Great take from Blaze Jordan. He is walked for the first time today. And now it's going to be a conversation between Clayton Morenston, the pitching coach of Myrtle Beach, and the entire infield of the Salem Red Sox. The tying run is at the plate, folks. And it's Eduardo Lopez of the Salem Red Sox. This game is not over just yet. Red Sox battled really hard on Thursday night. And Kevin and I were talking about after the game. We said, out of all the games we've watched in person this season, we thought that that was the game that Salem lost, that they were the most deserving of winning. It was a 2-1 baseball game. It was a home run that changed the course of it. The Red Sox left 12 runners on the base paths. And you would think that in a situation, something was going to go Salem's way. Maybe it does so tonight. First pitch to Lopez. He fouls it up over to our left side for strike number one. Lopez is due for a hit. He's 0-4 today. Batting average at a 279. 0-1 pitch. Lopez drives this out towards center field. Moving back is Pete Crow Armstrong. It will be enough for some movement on the base paths. Ugueto will tag from third. And no play at the plate as he scores. He makes it a 9-6 baseball game. Lopez gets his first RBI of the night, but now the Salem Red Sox are down to their last out, where Tyler Miller will step up to the plate. Well, Lopez and Miller, who are back-to-back in the order, were combined 0-8 prior to that Lopez at-bat. And since it was a sacrifice fly, it will stay 0-8. And Miller swings on the first pitch. It goes low. And it gets through the catcher, so both runners on the base paths will advance. Cavadas moves from second to third, and Jordan moves from first to second. Even though the pitch went underneath the catcher of Hearn and to the backstop, Miller already swung, so he goes down 0-1 in the count. Tyler Miller is the tying run. He has 3 home runs this season. Ranhall fires. Miller pops it up to our left side of the press box. And the count goes to 0-2. Salem is down to their last strike. 2 runners in scoring position. 0-2 pitch. Ranhall kicks, delivers. Miller swung on and missed for strike number 3. And that will end the contest here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans defeat the Salem Red Sox 9-6, a game delayed by 30 minutes because of some rain in the area, has a wild finish once again at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Back-to-back games that have gone to the very end, and in both cases, Myrtle Beach has pulled ahead and gotten the winning decision. We transfer quickly into the Salem Red Sox post-game show as the Myrtle Beach Pelicans win 9-6 over the Salem Red Sox. A hot start by the home team in Salem. 1 run in the bottom of the first inning. But then It was followed by three scoreless innings of play until the 9-run fifth inning that changed the course of this matchup. 6 runs by the Pelicans in the top half of the fifth, followed by 3 runs by Salem in the bottom half of the fifth. We had a scoreless six. Both teams adding a run to their totals in the seventh, and then Myrtle Beach pretty much separating themselves from Salem with 2 runs in the top of the eighth. Salem grabs more of a consolation run in the bottom of the ninth inning, 1 run. That brings us to a 9-6 final score. Myrtle Beach takes down Salem in game number 4 of the series. They now lead 3-1 over the Salem Red Sox. They had 4 less hits today than Salem. The Red Sox had 12. The Pelicans had 8. The Red Sox also had 2 errors, while the Pelicans had 1. That just goes to show, it doesn't matter how many times you hit the baseball, it's how you do it. And today, extra base hits were the story for Myrtle Beach, including Kevin Alcantara. His 3-run shot in the fifth inning was definitely the highlight of the game. And now, you look at the Salem Red Sox, still have an opportunity of tying up the series against Myrtle Beach, while the Pelicans will have 2 more opportunities of winning yet another series on the road. We will play 2 tomorrow afternoon here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. When will we get started? That's a great question. It will be 2:30 p.m. here at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 1 of the doubleheader. It will be a 7-inning game. Actually, yes, it will be a 2:30 p.m. game. I saw gates will open at 2 p.m. First pitch will be at 2:30 p.m. It will be a 7-inning ball game. We will have Game 2 following the conclusion of that action. Whatever comes first, 30 minutes after the game or at 5:05 p.m. So just keep that in mind. If you're attending the second game, it will be 30 minutes after game number 1 or at 5:05 p.m., which was our originally scheduled Sunday game. So 2 7-inning games tomorrow. Salem will have an opportunity at trying to move back to the win column as Myrtle Beach could get to as many as 20 wins by the end of this weekend. 9-6 are our final score. Myrtle Beach takes down Salem. The Pelicans improve to 18-7 on the season as the Red Sox drop to 11-14 on the year. We're through 25 games on the schedule. We'll have 2 more in store tomorrow from Salem Memorial Ballpark. This has been an MILB.TV production. The Salem Red Sox drop to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 9-6. My name is Andy Losey. Thank you so much for including us in your Saturday night. We'll catch you tomorrow for a doubleheader. We'll play 2 as the Salem Red Sox and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans will be right here on MILB.TV at 2:30 p.m. Have a wonderful Saturday night, and we'll see you on Sunday.